So, yes, the trade deadline is upon us.
Yes.
Do you like it earlier in the year, or did you prefer it after the All-Star break?
I like it after the All-Star break.
Okay, well, then riddle me this. Should they move up the All-Star break?
Riddle me this. Should they have two All-Star breaks? Huh? How about that? Actually, yes, they should move it up because literally every single person is getting sniped one by one. So, yes, the All-Star break should be a week of Thanksgiving.
Well, what about this? We know Silver's a guy who likes to make a headline or two.
Yes.
What if they put the All-Star break the Sunday or the weekend between the championship round and the Super Bowl?
I mean, I wouldn't hate it. I wouldn't hate it one bit.
Because that's a weekend people are just like star. I know right after, see, here's the thing. Right after the Super Bowl ends, everyone just shifts to basketball. Anyways, probably not the best time to have a break.
The only thing I would say is, I don't know, it gives us lonelies a little something for Valentine's Day week.
That's true, but there'll just be regular basketball on.
Yeah, but there's no dunk contest.
All right, another dunk. Oh, maybe they have the G League dunk contest that weekend.
Okay, now I'm listening. Perkins and James Young, one-on-one.
Ben Gordon.
One-on-one-on-one.
Because I don't hate. Silver said he wanted the trade deadline ahead of the All-Star break because it would give guys who got traded but aren't good enough to be All-Stars a chance to move.
Sure.
Which is like most of them. It's rare, like the Blake Griffin trade even was rare. Usually that happens like either right before the season or like in the summer.
Right. That might be soon to be All-Star Blake Griffin to you, buddy.
Listen, he's next, and then I think it's you, and then I think it's me for, like, the next alternates.
And then Ben Simmons.
Is he? He's going to be the one who gets it, right?
I think it's going to be Kemba.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, it's a big, though.
Is it? Simmons is technically a point guard.
He is, but Porzingis isn't exactly a big.
No, it's probably going to be Blake Griffin, honestly. Like, I would have... I still think that Dragic one was a bad idea. I would have went Kemba or Simmons over Dragic. But, yes, if it's got to be a big... Anthony Tolliver? I don't know.
What was great, like, they picked Dragic because they were, like, the 4 seed, and now today they're the 7 seed. Like, that didn't hold at all.
That's exactly why it was a stupid point. They're the 4 seed. They have to have a set. Okay, yeah, they're about half a game. And also, no. Hernan Gomez? Like, if he has, like, 2 good games before the All-Star break, could he be the replacement on Team LeBron?
Well, if there are 2 more games before the All-Star break, there are going to be more replacements needed because LeBron James is some sort of wizard and has placed a pox. Now I know why he picked Kyrie. He placed a curse on his whole team.
He's the shittiest wizard of all time.
He took Brandon Roy and, like, he's the Trailblazers. He took Brandon Roy, Bill Walton, Greg Oden, like, back to back to back.
Yeah, like, if I'm on Team LeBron, I'd probably just sit out until the All-Star break. Like, but yeah, I might be getting traded. I don't know, Russ. You feel sad? You never know.
It is, it's a terrifying time. Like, I saw people last night, like, retweet to get Jaylen Brown in the All-Star game to replace Porzingis. And I was like, what, you were, like, stupid? Why would we do that?
No, this is much worse than the Madden curse ever was. The Madden curse takes a little time. This is, like, immediate.
Right. This is like, I know what you did last summer type quickness of kills.
I know what you did yesterday.
LeBron just cut, like, you close your bathroom mirror after you get the toothpaste out of there, and he's just standing there.
3 misfortunes? Possible. 7 misfortunes? I'd like to see that. 26 misfortunes? That's just Team LeBron.
Who's the worst person on Team LeBron so they can I guess not the worst. Who's someone who still shows up and poor Homer can't get in the game.
Good God, who's left? Let's see.
Or I guess like Isaiah shows up and he's the Homer Simpson here, and he's like, "Oh, don't worry, your guy's still here."
Oh no, 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 you're fine. It's Paul George. It's gonna be Paul George.
Did you watch Golden State Oklahoma City last night?
I did not. I did watch it with Cleveland just getting blistered. It was too fascinating to turn away.
What do you think of those Magic jerseys?
They're fine. I mean, I don't. A decent jersey on a stinky team takes it down a couple notches.
For sure, the Galaxy Foam Magic jerseys.
So also, I don't like the gray Cavs jerseys one bit.
The Cavs, I've said it a billion times. The Cavs have had zero good jerseys in their history of their team. The only ones that came close were like the Fat Sean Kemp era ones.
Nah, that's that. They've got some gems, but this one ain't the one.
Are you one of the ones who think like their knockoff Knicks jerseys are good?
Yes, those are heat.
See, when it's an exact replica of another team's color scheme, I always have to go with the original.
The Knicks don't have any other alternative. Like, it's all they have. Plus, are you talking about the Kemp, the black with like the light blue stripe across the chest?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good too.
That's what I'm saying. I think those are their best by far.
I like the maroon and yellow, like the squares along the sides. I like those too. Not their best, but I like them.
I think since they've come to this maroon and white and like gold colorway, I think like LeBron's rookie year has been the best like iteration of those.
I don't hate the ones this year are growing up, like just their regular ones. I see them a lot as teams just go on 25-0 runs. So I think they're growing on me.
I think the ones they won the title in, the black with the sleeves and just like the C on it.
Yeah, I don't hate those either.
Yeah, because Nike pretty much just remade those just without sleeves, and I think those have a chance to be their best one ever.
Yeah, those are. Can't wait till absolutely no one of note is wearing them next year, but we'll see.
Well, I think it's great that LeBron has to like actually answer questions about if he's going to accept a trade.
These guys stink, man. Holy smokes. And so, he's like, nah.
You watched the whole collapse?
Not all, I was in and out. Because I was like they were up, and I was like, there's not a chance this sticks. Like, even against the Magic, and the Magic stink too.
Tied for least amount of wins in the association.
Yeah. They're bad. It's true.
And Gordon wasn't playing, right?
Correct.
So it was like
John. Simmons was hurt. Simmons had like a bad hit, and it still scored like 35. He's like, you guys leave me literally no choice but to give you buckets.
It's not only to blow, it was 21-point lead, and then to also lose by 18.
Yeah. Also, they had a 43-point first quarter, and finished with 98 points.
Yeah, a 9-point quarter will bring that average right down.
Yeah, the defense has been terrible. The 116 is no surprise. But, yes, if they're just not going to score points either, then, congratulations on the Celtics for winning the Eastern Conference.
Well, hey, the Raptors might have something to say about that. They whooped us pretty good last night.
What was the score? I didn't see any of that.
We lost by 10, but it was like we were down 20 for, like, the entire second and third quarter.
The Boston Cavaliers, eh?
Pretty much. Like, we made a run to make it like, I want to say like it was 22, I think, their lead, and we made it 9, and then right before the half, they just got it back to 20. I was like, well, that was pretty rude.
Yeah, inconsiderate.
Yeah, I think we pushed it to 11, maybe with a chance to get it to 9, and we just fucked up. So that was swell. Terry didn't start, so it. I'm just drawing some parallels. So
Kyrie's back.
He was back last night. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like, who else started? Who's left? Shit.
It was our normal starting lineup. I'm pretty sure.
Oh. I'm looking at, yeah. Box score doesn't look good. You got to outscore them in the fourth, so there's something to build on.
That's how we cut it to 10. They stopped playing, and we continued to try and made it a respectable 10-point loss.
So, yeah, not a single Raptor played 30 minutes, so there's something to build on.
Yeah, Pascal Siakam was a big-time problem for us yesterday.
I like that kid.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot to like.
He does, like, I was looking, like, the random last four or five number 27 picks have all been solid, and he's one of those guys.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, it's just amazing teams still fuck up those picks.
To be fair, if we were just playing the, like, if we just threw a bunch of names, like, of guys we didn't know in next year's draft and pulled them out, would you be like, oh, yeah, I need Siakam?
You talking about, wait, say that again? Next year's draft.
I'm just saying, if we didn't know any of these guys, like their attributes, or if we'd never seen them play, we were just going off name alone. Would you be like, oh, I need Siakam in there?
Probably, because Pascal's a strong name.
That part's true. I feel like it's going to be, I don't know, I only see the forest. I don't see the individual tree.
I was going to say, I see them all, baby. That's why I've got the touch. Yeah, Pascal Siakam, I can't imagine not being at least a serviceable, like, NBA player.
Like a high-energy guy?
Oh, yeah. He's fitting it to the T.
Yeah, he was just blocking shots. He's just like a younger Ibaka. And Ibaka, like, met, like, without, like, the 18-foot shot yet.
He might be Ibaka's son. Like, that's,
Thought like Thunder Ibaka.
Oh, okay. Well, it might be Thunder Ibaka's son. That's not the...
Oh, I thought you said sucks. Yeah, his son?
No. Oh, yeah, yes, like his seed, yes. Offspring.
It's nice to see the basketball Griffies at it in Toronto.
He hits a three and comes back to the bench, and then Pops hits a three, and they just sit next to each other. He rubs his head a little bit.
Trying to think who else stood out last night. Every time I see OG, I'm just furious that he got picked so low.
Oh, yeah, man. I don't know. Guy can switch a couple different positions and start day one for they got to be the two seed now. I don't know. There's just not a lot to like. I would have went up with Harry Giles and Justin Jackson myself.
He's just clearly one of the 10 best players from last draft. And he went, what, like 23rd?
I think, yeah, 22nd, 23rd. Even then, like, yeah, if he just doesn't get better at all and everyone else does, he's still, what, top 15 player in this class?
He's probably still like 9 or 10.
He just does exactly what's required. Just doesn't improve his game. He's just Jamal Crawford for the next 15 years. And when he turns 35, he's like, you know what, I'm going to pick up a ball in June.
He's someone who also like looks taller on an NBA court, so it's just like people are really fun. It blows my mind.
Nah, well, I mean, towards ACL, man. ACL, they're hard to find these days. It appears good ones.
Yeah, rest in peace, Kristaps Porzingis.
Man. You hate to see that, and that's without a single ounce of sarcasm. I legitimately hate to see that.
Correct. I said when the news broke, I just quote tweeted. I was like, "This really sucks." And I didn't have any. I had a couple people responding with town stuff, and I was like, "That's not what this is about. It truly sucks."
Oh yeah, yeah. Typical Mick playing the long con. All right, talk about Towns and your Celtics already, guy.
The Wolves didn't play yesterday, so there's nothing to talk about there.
I could still work up 15 minutes on them.
Oh, without a question. But the Kristaps injury is just, I'd like to see him play a full season. And now that's not going to happen this year. It's probably not going to happen next year due to like the time. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't. If he goes back to Latvia, he could be back for the playoffs. Not that the Knicks will be in them, but he'll be back for them.
No, this is, in a weird way, maybe best case scenario for the Knicks. Like, they'll get a better pick now.
Will they? It seems very Knickish. Just going a massive winning streak now. They just win 7 of their next 11. Like, we're playing for Chris Stapps and also the 13th pick in the draft.
Yeah, Beasley just, like, becomes, like, a late caliber NBA MVP candidate.
But also, I don't, like, if you know Porzingis is down, do you still trade Hernan Gomez? Like, I don't know. The timing of that just feels strange. That's why I really didn't know he had been traded. I knew he had won it, and then after he got hurt, I was like, well, I figure he stays now. Like, he's not really a four, but he is a big, young body.
Yeah, he was the one most affected by the Porzingis injury, too, just, like, his emotions, because they've been playing together since Spain.
Yeah.
And he was, like, real torn up about it. And I know he demanded that trade, like, probably, like, exactly a week ago, maybe. And they were like, all right, yep, your friend's injured. He probably definitely needs a pal around to get him through this, and we're going to send you to Charlotte.
Here's your plane ticket. Yeah, the Knicks, they're definitely winning 8 of the next 13.
I'm sure they're playing just scrubs, too.
Let's see. I was trying to see it. Joakim Noah's not even back yet, so they've got that to look forward to. All hope is not lost, Knicks fan. Toronto, at Toronto, at Indiana, at Philadelphia, home against Washington, at Orlando, home against Boston, home against Golden State.
I don't see a single win in there.
I'm telling you, 5-2. Jack cannot miss. Steph Curry's got nothing for him.
Did you see Giannis casually leap over Tim Hardaway Jr. like he was stepping on a curb?
Oh, yeah. Like, Tim Hardaway was, what, like 6'7"? Like a tall person in his own right, and it just didn't matter.
He's taller than, like, Giannis, I don't even think, saw him.
Nah, he was focused on the bucket.
It was, yeah, he was running and looking up the entire time. And he just, like, happened to, like, there was no extra effort in that leap. There was no anything other than him just soaring majestically through the air. And, I think after the game is when he finally realized. He saw, like, the picture. He was like, oh, that was pretty neat.
But what'd you think about that? Well, we had the 2-on-1. I had to take advantage. No, there were two people there, Giannis. No, it was 2-on-1. We pass it back, and they show him the picture. The hell did he come from?
Photoshop's crazy these
Man,
days.
You guys are wild.
That was terrifying. He's just so fucking good.
Debatable.
Like, I was thinking about it. He's like 6 years removed. Like, he's not, like, that's how long we have to wait for him to get to his prime.
Oh, yeah. I've wondered, like, I always hear that, like, prime is like 29, 30. That's when, like, the mental matches the physical. I was like, has that not... It's like the NBA 3-point average. Like, has that not come down a little bit? Are you telling me I have 6 more years to wait before Giannis gets good?
I think it might go the other way.
You think it's higher?
Just because, like, everyone's, like, more athletic. Everyone's, like, got better health. Like, I feel like you could, like, push it, like, or maybe it's just longer as opposed to push back. Like, maybe it's, like.
See, yeah, that's what I feel like it's, the peak's probably not as high, but you can just play that way from. Like, your peak before was probably 29 to 31. Now it's probably 27 to 34.
Yeah, I always used to hear it the most in baseball because usually, like, your prime is when, like, you can get your first actual contract.
Right, love a good baseball. It was
like 28 to 32, like, that's your prime. Like, if you fuck up these 4 years, boy, your Hall of Fame chances are out the window, pal.
Oh, speaking of fucking up your window... Does Isaiah Thomas kill Danny Ainge? He's got to kill Danny Ainge, right?
It's, well, like, he was still going to be injured. Like, that's, like, Danny Ainge didn't, like, hit him with a steel chair on his way out of town.
Are we sure?
Which is, like, a part of this I feel like even the Cavs aren't realizing, considering they're just playing him as if he's been there the whole time.
And yelling at him, also like he's been there the whole time?
Right. I wrote about it last night because I still think he's, because I, like, who's the last player in a LeBron locker room you can remember being this vocal to the media about, like, the team?
I want to say Love said some stuff early on, but I feel like they, like, poked him through his cage like a broomstick and told him not to say any more shit, and he's been quiet since.
Right, like, the last person who came to mind for me was Ricky Davis.
Mm. Well, I mean, it was his team.
Right, yeah. He was like, I remember him being pumped. They finally got him someone to pass him the ball.
I could use a little help on the wing.
Yeah, someone to play defense, throw me some outlets. Like, yeah, this is a great move by the team.
Appreciate it, guys. Appreciate it, Paul Silas.
Because Isaiah, pretty much from like his first start back, has been talking as if it's his team.
Of course.
Which should have been expected. He's a very dominant personality. They basically just brought like a pit bull into the locker room and gave him a jersey.
Yeah, similar size, yes. I could see a pit bull scrambling around picks. Similar intensity as Isaiah Thomas.
But like LeBron, even like last night in the comments, like that when they asked him if he's going to get traded, he was like, yeah, I'm going to finish this out. And then you can see in his brain, he realized like his contract's technically for next year too. He could just opt out.
Right.
And so he's like, I'm going to finish this out. Wait, I'm going to finish this year.
Cause I'm going to finish this sentence. That's what I meant.
And then they cut to Isaiah, who's like, when adversity hits, we just all go our separate ways. And he's saying all this other stuff, like we need to try more on defense. And
okay.
Like he it's tough because it's one of those things where he's not wrong, but he's probably also the last person who should say anything about that end of the court.
Or to be fair, the offensive end of the court.
Yeah, he's shooting like 36%, I think just total, like from anywhere on the court.
Yeah, not great. 36 seems a little high. He must have got some garbage time buckets.
Well, I know he's shooting, I think over his last five games, he's shooting 15% from three.
No, you're giving him too much credit. He's shooting 13% from three over the last 29-13-94. Still an assassin at the charity strike.
Well, yeah.
But is also getting there six times, which is good considering he can't shoot at all and there's no reason to
foul
him. Yeah, just let him take it. But yeah, 36-23-86 on the season, 14 games back. This is like around like 15-20. I'm still not too worried yet, but it like this is around the time where he should have that like that one game where he explodes and like he's like, okay, he's looking like his old self. He hasn't had that yet.
Right. Yeah, I think he put up 22 on someone. Like one of his first, like three games back, maybe.
Let's see. Well, his first game back, he had 17 on 6-for-12 shooting, missed the Boston game. In the next game, 19 on 7-for-13 shooting. And it was like, oh, okay. And then things went awry. But even like he had a 19-21-24 in back-to-back-to-back games. And that was the 20th of January and hadn't scored 20 since.
Okay. And they've played like five games since then?
Oh, no. More than 1, 2, 3, 4. Yesterday was 7.
Okay. Yeah, so it's been a while.
A minute, yeah.
And I like, to me, like him being so vocal, I think he's just like, he like, much like Kyrie, he realizes where the Cavs are headed beyond the season. Right. And he's probably like, yeah, I've already asserted my dominance on Kevin Love. I know he's going to be here a while. And now I'm being the most vocal to the media. Like, I know this team, the owner is trying to sell this team. He can't sell a team that doesn't have anyone marketable on it. Like, that's where the Tom man comes in.
Good. I was looking now, like, just for the free agent point guards, it's not a great class. Which will help him if he can get any sort of his old shot back. But like, what type of contract does he get? Even if he like picks it up and turns back to his old self over like February, March in the playoffs, he's still not getting what he was going to get.
Right. And I mean, it's hard because he has been injured and that's not his fault. He's still trying to get back into it. And like at post All-Star break, he may return to form. Who knows? Maybe that just that little rest will help.
Mm.
But there's a reason I was like the half, like not half, probably like 30% of Celtics fans weren't upset when the trade happened. Like we were pumped for what he did for us. So he was an incredible player when he was in Boston. But I mean, his defense and his size is a reason he went 60th.
Fair. He's tiny. He's a tiny man.
Real small. And, like, last year he was shooting probably, like, 13 free throws a game. I would probably say, like, half of those trips to the line, he was just getting crushed by some center and, like, landing in the hoop support.
Yeah. Whatever to get to the stripe.
Right, but clearly that comes with cost.
It paid its dividends, yes.
So I think if he hits the open market, so many teams already have a starting point guard, which was kind of the problem he ran into last time he hit the open market. Are you still there?
Yeah, I thought you were making like a second point. I thought you were pausing like to build suspense.
A nice, nice dramatic.
But Jeff Van Gundy.
There are a lot of point guards in the league. You're just like, whoa.
I'm taking a bet you're giving me some time to recover.
Collect yourself. But, like the last time, like, when he hit free agency last time, he was, like, a good starter. He was averaging over 20. I think he was, like, averaging even, like, probably more assists than when he was in Boston somehow.
Let's see. His last year, I feel like 20 points, 6 assists, 45, right. 35, 85 shooting.
So, like, a very solid player. Better than he is right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, without question.
So, it's like he's got that problem. But if he stays in Cleveland, like, they don't have any sort of, like, other serviceable guard for, like, point or shooting.
Small power center guard either. They're just not a lot. The thing this year, and I don't know if it's injury or what, I feel like last year, you could probably speak this better than I, he felt like he was more so in the right place some of the time on, like, he was there in the nick of time to just get shot over, like he wasn't there. And now it's like he's not even close to his man.
Well, he, like, when he was on the court last year, he knew the other four guys. Like, the thing with the Celtics is they had to give 100% effort for 48 minutes for 82 games. Otherwise, they would have went, like, 10-72.
Sure.
And so, in his mind, he knew. And also, Stevens would draw up different schemes to make him, like, at least, like, a positive some nights on defense. So, if someone, like, got the ball in the post, and, like, the second they took a dribble, like, with, especially with their back to the basket, the second they took a dribble, he would just go to double them. Mm. And it usually, like, they would try and kick it out, but then, like, Marcus or Avery or Jay Crowder would, like, cut in the lane and pick it off.
Right.
And, like, I don't think Ty Lue's allowed to speak to anyone on the team, so it's kind of hard for him to, like, draw up schemes.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, even then, like, what if he's like, okay, he's going to double, then LeBron, you pick off the pass. LeBron's like, man, go fuck yourself. You think I'm gonna guard his man? I'm not even guarding mine. Kiss my ass. All right, Dwayne, here's what we're gonna do. Dwayne Wade's just like sipping coffee on the bench. He's like, I'm not doing that.
He's wearing a robe and slippers.
Dwayne, the game starts in 5 minutes. I'm aware.
Your guy's game starts in 5 minutes.
He just looks at Dre Crowder and is like, never mind. Kyle, can you double down?
So, yeah, Ty Lue's not drawing up any sort of schemes to even get him involved. And B, like, the rest of the Cavs also aren't playing defense. So he's looking around like, I guess we just get shots up here. Bet.
Yeah, okay, we're make it, take it. It's my style.
So, yeah, I guess he's got, like, the lowest defensive rating ever.
Seems fair. Even then, I know the other day, I think Juice's PER was either 13 or 14. Isaiah's is 12 right now, so I have no idea what PER means. No idea. And again, I know it doesn't measure defense at all, but even then, he's shooting horribly, and he's still, like, just a notch under Juice, so I don't get it.
It's a dumb stat. I think we agree.
I don't know, man. Unless I agree with it, then it stinks. And in this case, Juice's is 13.04. Isaiah Thomas is 12.11. So less than 1 point of difference between those two gentlemen.
And Juice is shooting better from everywhere but the free throw line.
I was going to say, is it just like 80% just free throws? Like the guy that created Hollinger is just like a big charity stripe guy. 85% of this algorithm is how well you shoot from the stripe.
Yeah, you press him on it. He's like, there. It's called a free throw for a. It's free. It's free points.
It's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Boards, rebounds, assists, blocks, all that stuff. That's 15%. Free throws, 85%.
He turns into every eighth grade basketball coach who's just furious with his team.
I can do it. Why can't Shaq do it?
Shaq pisses off every middle school coach in America. It's true. Every single one of them hates him.
Oh, God. Shaq's PER, like, in his prime was probably like 17. He's playing 30 and 15, shooting 60% from the field. Not getting to the stripe. He's getting to the stripe, just not making him PER 14.11.
I'd hate to see Ben Wallace's.
Oh, God. Negative.
Yeah.
It's one of those Pistons teams won it all. I don't think he got there. Like, I'm thinking of, like, people that got there a lot. Like, Dwight's peak PER is probably very low. And Jamal Crawford has probably got the highest PER of all time. It's a four-point play. Why would it not count more? All right, Hollinger. All right. Simmer down, old man.
Is Hollinger still with the Grizzlies?
As far as I know.
Boy, we should get rid of BEI.
I don't know. It's doing them a lot of good. He's the vice president of basketball operations for the Memphis Grizzlies. I didn't think he was that high up. That's an elite title.
Yeah, he's there, Danny Ainge.
Yeah, I thought he was like in the analyst office. I didn't know he was literally one bullet away from just overseeing all operations. Now, where are the Grizzlies in the standings? They're in the playoffs, right? First 2-seed, home court. Oh, this no. Whoops.
This guy gave up a first round pick for Jeff Green. This is the guy.
He got to the stripe. What do you want?
No, he didn't.
PER disagrees.
As someone who's watched many consecutive years of Jeff Green, I can attest he did not on a regular basis get to the stripe.
He got there the one game that Hollinger charted. It was like, man, this guy's got all the tools.
Yeah, it was probably the game when we played the Heat the last year. Rondo was there, and the year the Heat were coming off a title, and Jeff Green beat him. He put up like 43 and like 15, and beat him with a game-winning three.
Let's see, Jeff Green's PER.
It's probably exactly 15.
In Boston, just in Boston, was 13.6. He did have one year where it was 15 on the dot, the most average player in the league.
Correct. No, I recall, because I used to argue he was bad, and one of my friends would be like, no, he's got a 15. That's league average. I'm like, that's not good for someone we're trying to have be our franchise cornerstone.
You got to give a first-round pick for that guy. So I'm glad things are going well in Memphis.
Yeah, I mean, we're a day away from him getting traded for a first-round pick from Cleveland.
Oh, easily. No, I don't. They're not that smart.
They are not. What? Since if a big trade happens, which it will because we're recording now,
correct?
We should do like a post trade deadline. Only if something big happens. If like fucking second round picks get exchanged, I'm not talking about that.
Wait, is it it's the 8th or is the deadline the 7th? I thought it was the 8th.
It's tomorrow. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like okay, gotcha.
Tomorrow.
Gotcha.
Or tonight. I mean, something could technically happen tonight.
Well, yeah, again, as you mentioned, it's happening right now. They're just waiting to file. As soon as we hang up, the papers will be faxed through. Yep, Anthony Davis to the Mavericks.
Well, something like it's 1:38 p.m. on the 7th. So people know. 24 minutes ago, Lou Williams' new 3-year deal with the Clippers will include a 3rd-year team option.
Ooh, how much money did they give him, did it say?
It doesn't say. Well, Woj only has that detail, so I'm guessing he got scooped on someone else.
Shams is going to have it down to the dollar.
Let's see. Yeah, what does Shams have to say about all this?
3 years. I don't hate that. I don't hate them just keeping him.
No. No, I don't hate that either. I mean, When you build a team, you definitely want to start with your sixth man.
Your all-star caliber sixth man. I think they're just happy they've got some money to spend.
Yeah, that's probably true. Shams does not have all the details. Just a 3-year extension.
fair. We'll check back temporarily. Somebody's going to have it.
I would assume.
It's just kept under wraps. No one knows. Just question marks on the Clippers salary cap.
Yeah, Charlotte only gave up Johnny O'Brien and 2 second round picks for Willie Hernan Gomez. That feels like a good gamble.
I'll say, yeah, I feel like they've just got a lot of bigs. Like, I feel like he's going to run into the same problem. Like, Zeller, Dwight, Kaminsky, and then him. So I feel like he's like, yeah, I'm just in Charlotte. Cool.
Yeah, nicer looking jerseys.
A little warmer, I guess.
But Dwight's done after this year, right?
I think he's got two more. He's got more. I just don't know if the third year is an option. Because I know the Hawks traded him after the first year of a 3-year deal. I just don't know if the third year is a player option or not. And I think Zeller just signed, if I'm not mistaken. Kaminsky's still on his rookie deal.
I think he got a 4-year extension that kicks in this year.
Yeah. Dwight was 3 years, $70 million, no option. So, yeah, he's got the rest of this year and next year.
What a terrible contract that was. Why?
I mean, he's doing numbers. It's just, are his 15 and 12 getting you? Like, he's living up to his part. I just don't know what the Hawks were thinking signing it.
I don't disagree. Just who were they bidding against, first of all?
Was that the Yon? No, him and he got paid before that. I stand corrected. I don't know. Cristiano Felicio, man. I don't even hate the money. I just feel like I don't need 3 years of Dwight Howard.
Right, that's why I thought he got a 2-year deal. Like 240, I think, would have been generous.
Yeah, but it was like, we see you're 240 and we raise you 3-7, done. You didn't even let us spend it. Done. We'll take it.
So Lou Williams not coming to Boston or any of the other people who were trying to trade for one of the most dynamic six men of all time.
Price of the brick just went up for Tyreke Evans.
Yeah, he's the only option, only show left in town.
Or does, like, I don't know what they could get. Does Memphis just keep him and sign him, like, just because they need any kind of talent?
Yeah, they just do the exact same thing the Clippers just did.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we just, like, no, we're not going to. I know they wanted a first, and I imagine nobody was willing to give it, which is why he's still a Grizzly. So it's like, do you trade him for 2 seconds, or do you just, like, okay, we'll just keep you. We'd rather keep you than give you away for nothing.
Yeah, I would assume Tyreek's just going to leave then.
I mean, if they throw a big bag at him, maybe not. I don't know.
That's certainly potentially, but do they even have the space to do that? Like, Conley makes a lot. Gasol makes a lot. Parsons is still there, ain't he?
Still, oh, is he? He's going to be there forever, buddy. Parsons got this year and two more.
That's what I mean. Like, they're already giving those three. Like, Conley was the biggest contract. Gasol's definitely not making pennies, and Parsons got a huge extension.
Only thing, they've got Brandon Wright, who is somehow making $6 million this year. He expires, and I don't know. I don't think they have bird rights, but I do think they'll be able to, like, go over the cap to keep him just because they already had him. But, again, I don't know. They're already over the cap for the next 2 years, so IDK.
Yeah, so they might just be forced to give him up to whatever the highest bid is.
A top 55 protected second-round pick.
Yeah. I mean, I like Tyree all well and good, but I'm not going to, like, overpay to get him for a chance to still not win a title.
I figure that's what everybody's saying, which is how he's going to end up going to the Warriors for a couple second-round picks. That's just how this is going to play out.
The Warriors are trying to trade for Joe Harris. That felt like a weird move.
One little shooting, man. That Klay Thompson guy is streaky. So if you can lock down another shooter, you do it.
Sure, I guess. I don't. Yeah, I mean, Paul George last night looked like that top five type of player.
I mean, I didn't see it, but yeah, I am a big Paul George fan. I think he's very good. That's my take.
Yeah, he had Durant dancing at one point. He was just, every time they tried to give him an entry pass or any sort of pass, it was just fucking he just made it hell for him the entire game, and it paid off.
So I see. So that, the Warriors have lost, what, 2 by 20-plus in the last couple games? Like the Jazz put it on them, and now the Thunder?
Yeah.
Maybe the league is wide open.
Yeah, Houston, I meant to say this the other day, Houston, Golden State should probably just be the championship.
I'm fine. Best of 14.
Yeah.
I'm good with that. I think those are, I think, comfortably the best two teams in the league.
Yeah, I don't even think there's necessarily a close third.
I'll say, I think, yeah, I'd put your C's third, but again, it's like a tier levels difference. Like, I think them, I'm looking right. I didn't know the Raptors were just a game behind. I guess they've got to be in that tier.
Right.
And then I feel like it's probably like another dip, and then you get into like Spurs, Wolves, Cavs are probably, I don't know where the hell the Cavs are now, and literally everyone else.
Yeah, I don't even know if the Cavs get on that third tier.
I'll just say they, like, technically by record, they probably are, but they are the only team in the top, I think, what, like 13 or 14 with a negative point differential.
Yeah, it's bad. It's actually bad.
I agree. Let me say, speaking of the big salaries getting traded, like Blake, there was some talk of them trading John Wall just because they're playing better without him. What do you think of Wiggins?
Trading him?
Yes.
I think it's just bad timing for them, because I think it's like when his value so far in his career has been the lowest.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the upside of keeping him outweighs moving him for, like, cause I think they'd have to, if he was the centerpiece for something, they'd have to throw in a bunch of first round picks.
The only thing is the value it is now, because this is the last year of his rookie deal, and then next year he jumps from $7 million to $25 million.
Right.
So that, like, you, I don't know when it technically, like, they could trade him after the season, but before the next season starts. So you don't have to match 20. But again, I don't know. We talked about, like, on the draft, you can just trade anything you want.
Correct. Yeah.
So, yeah, like, if somebody just wanted to absorb him into their cap, like, again, he's 18, 4 and 2, 44, 32, 63 shooting. Not a great season.
No.
Not great on $7 million. Really not great on $25 million.
Yeah, actually bad.
So I'm, and that'd be the first of 5 years. Oof. 5 years is a long time.
Right. Like, I think if the Nets had their own first round pick still, like, that would be a team I could see trying to make that move. Like, hey, we just need anything. We need to hope this guy hits.
Right.
But as far as, like, I don't know, like, did you have a team in mind or a player in mind?
I was just, like, basically anybody that has cap space and strikes out this summer. So probably everybody. Like, if the Lakers strike out again and LeBron really makes it clear he's not going there, Paul George resigns, I feel like they would take Wiggins.
Oh, so you don't even mean, like, tomorrow. You mean this summer.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, just the summer. They're, what, 3 or 4? So I'd ride this out, but I don't know. Unless he just, they just had to, can they just get him, like, hang out with Victor Oladipo this summer? It was like, yeah, I dribbled the ball with both hands all summer, and now I'm fucking nice. And Wiggins like, yeah, I should try that.
Well, I think just knowing anything about Andrew Wiggins, I wouldn't be surprised if he had this shit regular season and then went off for the two rounds there in the playoffs, only to then have Andrew Wiggins has finally arrived, and then the first half of next year we go through all this again.
That's, I don't know, man. Like, I've had my eye on him, like, the live game. I was like, I don't know. He's, I don't know, something just looks off. Like, not even, like, hurt, not even, like, numbers-wise. Like, everybody's numbers down because they've got Butler and Gibson and Teague is actually bad. But he's just, like, he's getting to the line less, which makes sense, but he's shooting terribly from there, which he's never shot terribly from there. He's taking more threes but making less than, like, ever. He's still not doing anything outside of scoring. He's not scoring that efficiently, and you're about to pay $150 million. Like, it might not even take a whole lot Like, yo, we just want a mulligan. Throw us a first round pick a couple years from now and just eat the salary cap so we have enough room to trade Jeff Teague and sign someone else to a worse deal.
Yeah, that could certainly all happen.
I don't think Tibbs is smart enough to do it, but...
no, for sure not.
I'll say, if they hit my line, it's something I'd have to consider.
Tibbs is just like, I feel like, a light bulb goes out in his apartment and he just stands and yells at it until it turns back on.
The as far as smoke detector just beeps at him, he just yells beep back at it.
it's a shouting match you want, is it?
He just rolls up his sleeves. Get my whiskey, honey. We got ourselves an old-fashioned shout-off.
Haven't lost one of these since 86.
Me and Rudy Tomjanovich went at it.
That, you want to talk about an all-time squealer.
I'm just saying, man, because, again, they're going to have to pay town soon. They already don't have a lot of space. And I just feel like somebody would roll. I think the one thing to keep them in their favor is, like, it's not like they could just, okay, we have cap space. Everybody will sign here now. They're still Minnesota. So correct. I don't see it happening, but just a little seed.
People weren't even lining up to play with Jimmy Butler in Chicago.
Right. Let's move him north to a smaller, colder city in a much tougher conference. Any takers?
So this would all, like, because they have to sign Butler before Towns, or is that the same time?
Let's see.
Might be the same time.
Here we go. Let's see. Okay, so Butler has this year, next year, and then an option. Towns is... Yeah, this year. If Butler opts out, which he probably will. Yeah, his salary goes down. It goes from 20 to 19. So he's opting out. Like, horribly signed deal. Like, I don't. Just in case you get.
Most Chicago Bulls contract I've ever heard.
He goes from 19 to 20 back to 19. So, yes, he's opting out. So when he opts out there, that'll be the time to pay Towns. That's when Towns' deal will be up. And also Teague has a player option for that year, which he's going to take.
I was hoping Butler would be the year before Towns.
That's so what, yeah, I was thinking it was staggered, but technically it is. He's just not opting out of that. Or he's just not opting in, excuse me.
It would just be hilarious if, like, Butler and Wiggins cost too much and we can't pay Towns. We have to trade them.
They just let him walk like Shaq.
You'll come back, right? Yeah, totally.
Like Boozer. 4 years, $40 million. We're good, Carl, huh? Jesus, what a shit show. That summer they have to pay them, they still have Gorgie Dang for 2 more years.
Well, you need them. When you have a chance to give Gorgie Dang a max extension up for a bench player, you gotta.
Holy smokes.
Oh, boy. But, Tyler, there's a thing many people don't realize about us. Hmm? Is we've gone Hollywood.
Well, yeah. People didn't realize that?
It's very disrespectful on their behalf, but I've heard a lot of chatter.
Okay, well, good. Let's nip it in the bud. We've gone Hollywood.
We've gone Hollywood, and to prove it, we're here to talk about the soon-to-be critically acclaimed film, Death Wish.
Ooh.
Not the Jada Kiss and Lil Wayne song from, like, 2009.
But it's on the soundtrack. It's probably not on the soundtrack. It might be.
It should. If it's not, there's still time to fix that.
No, Death Wish 2.
the deadlier wish.
The deathiest wish.
It's in theaters March 2nd. So real soon.
Very soon.
Like at this, I know you're not the biggest film buff, or you're at least a Bruce Willis guy.
Yeah, I got no gripe with Willis. I used to always get he and Mel Gibson confused, just old action white guys. And then Mel Gibson went on his rant, and I was like, I'll never confuse you again, Bruce.
My apologies.
So I am a Bruce Willis guy.
Well, I know you've never, you haven't seen any of the Die Hards. At least see Die Hard 1.
I think I've seen Die Hard 1. Too old for this shit, Riggs.
Okay.
Give me a little credit, damn.
It's one of my favorite action movies. I used to watch it with my father all the time. It kills me because it came out in like 1991, maybe 92.
Sure.
And there's a scene real early on where they cut to Carl Winslow is the cop in that movie as well.
Yes.
And he's just at a gas station buying like all sorts of delicious treats for himself and his pregnant wife.
Sure.
And they cut to like the sign on the gas station and like premium is like 30 cents. This wasn't that long ago.
Right. Like, you know, like for movies that like jack it up too, like, yeah, let's make this really seem crazy. 35 cents.
It's LA, so it's already the most expensive in the country, and it was a cool 35 cents.
Your old man was watching at the time, like, who would pay such? Mr. Moneybags?
We hit like $3 a gallon in Boston in like 01. I just want to know what happened in that decade span.
Oh, yeah. It still places like just about any city that time doesn't care about. You just drive around and the prices are still up. Like, man, oh, man. Gas sure was $1.18. Like 8 years ago. Whew, what a time.
It infuriates me, but what doesn't infuriate me is Death Wish. I cannot wait to see Bruce Willis just wander around the city kicking ass, taking names, and chewing bubblegum.
He's all out of names to take.
Bruce Willis is back. This movie looks bad ass. It does. Did you watch the trailer?
Only once. I want to watch it again.
Sure, let's watch it now, but both on silent. We'll just narrate what's happening.
Dude.
You got it queued up?
Yes.
All right, 3, 2, 1, play. There's a city. Okay. The U.S. is home to 125 million families, they're telling me.
Seems low.
Victims of a crime.
Oh, no. What if my family was next? Wow.
Cuts to a bad guy at a home holding a knife. He's taking them hostage.
Oh, boy. She just threw, I don't know, some sort of rice in this man's face, in the bad guy's face. Flat. Mike Epps is a doctor?
Bruce Willis, also a doctor, potentially.
Oh, no.
The wife is dead.
Someone's dead. No spoilers, man. He's talking to a bewildered police chief who I'm certain is less than 30 days away from retirement. He's certainly too old for this shit.
He's on a train. He's like learning to shoot. Oh, boy.
He shot through. Oh, he got Air Maxes? Willis got the Maxes on?
He's got the black ones, too, so you know there's some no good stuff's about to happen.
They should have put him in all black forces. That's how I'd be like, oh, man, he's ready to kill everybody. I think he just hit a guy in the dick with a monkey wrench.
Mechanic.
Yeah. The guy wants some more. He's a bad boy. Oh, boy.
Just crushed that man with a car.
Willis is a strong guy. Bruce Willis got to be like 75, still kicking ass. He's bald as fuck, though.
He's been bald. Like, go watching back to like Pulp Fiction where he has hair, it's so weird. It's like Brian Urlacher.
Yeah, he just shows up with a full head of hair.
Sway in the morning in the building.
Of course. How far?
Is Willis a doctor and smash someone in the face with a guitar?
How far is too far for justice, Cole? You ever think about that?
Not far enough.
Yeah, that's my answer to that as well. Where do they sell this furniture that you can push things and weapons fall out from? I never see that at IKEA.
There's a back, like, you know how IKEA is just a maze that's impossible to circumnavigate?
Sure.
There's a special section that people in the know where to find.
It's like a secret menu. You have to be like, excuse me, miss. Right. Where are the crepes?
And right.
Like, oh, yeah. Crepes are over here.
Anytime you hear someone raving about the Swedish meatballs, that's code for they're an arms dealer.
That makes a lot more things make sense.
But for the people who are actually advertising for it, Death Wish has big action, and this part's very true. It must be seen on the big screen. There's a lot of movies where I'm like, I'm not going to a theater for that. I'll just wait and watch it at home. It does not require a big screen or the surround sound. What the hell is happening? Mm-hmm. Well, Chino, I thought that was...
He wants to see it too.
Yeah, he can't wait. There's a lot of movies you it doesn't matter where you see it. The types of movies like this, you absolutely have to be front row with a 70-foot screen in your face blaring in you.
Can of beans in your pocket. Just pull out all the stops. You want to see this one in the cinema film studio.
Tyler, how far would you go to protect your family?
Fucking far, dude.
I was thinking about it. I would go anywhere in like the continental U.S., Mexico, or Canada. You take my family anywhere other than that, like, you got them. Like, there's nothing I can do.
I take my family to cold weather, and I'm just like, ugh. Ugh. You had to go to North Dakota? South Dakota was just too much, huh?
We had a couple of gas out here so cheap, you wouldn't believe it. We were going to stop in South Dakota, but we were able to make the trip.
Just say this. You take my family to a warm weather climate, I'm on your ass.
Yeah, take my family to, like, Worcester. Like, somewhere just outside of Boston that I can get to easily from New York.
I can take one train and get my family back.
Yeah. Yeah, Paris, like, well, they just live in Paris now with you. That's, you're waiting for the phone call with the ransom money. It's not coming.
Yeah, no. No, no, no.
This movie stars Bruce Willis, Elizabeth Shue, Vincent D'Onofrio, Dean Norris, Mike Epps, and Camilla Monroe. March 2nd, Death Wish. Smash that purchase button and go see it.
Please and thank you.
And then we get, let's see, Omax Health.
Heck yeah.
Is this true? Here on Mixtape, we often discuss ways to be healthier and happier. Definitely healthier. I try and bring some happiness with things like Christmas. Tyler shoots them down almost immediately.
Almost.
So, of course, when tons of studies have shown that something improves your health, we've got to talk about it.
Correct.
If this were a documentary, Tyler had already been talking about it for months. That's
all. I was going to say, when I didn't get my advance film of the Omax 3 documentary on Netflix, so I'll be waiting. My address is on file.
You've probably heard about the many benefits of getting in your daily dose of omega-3s, so now I want to tell you about the purest way to get them with Omax 3 Ultra Pure.
Mm.
That sounds just perfect. Like, if it were just Omax 3, I'd be like, eh, that sounds like the third iteration of Legends of the Hidden Temple. But
yeah, or even if it's just pure, I like the ultra pure.
Oh yeah, yeah. Anything that's pure is like covered in dirt in my eyes now. Ultra pure or bust.
Ultra dash pure.
Because if you're gonna do something, why not do it right? My father write this? What's going on here?
I don't know, because I'm lazy. I don't know.
Omax 3 Ultra Pure is the purest omega 3 supplement on the market, containing nearly 94% high-quality omega-3s. The purest option, no fish burps. There are many omega-3s on the market, but this is the purest, most concentrated one.
Minimal fish burps.
Yeah. You won't be like you just goggled salmon.
That reminds me of another story of a woman breaking my heart, but we'll get to that later.
Will we?
Nah, probably not.
Optimal health made easy, various health benefits in just one supplement. Omega-3s are amazing at alleviating joint pain and muscular soreness, muscle soreness even, and making you feel your best post-workout.
I can't wait to take these when I don't even work out. Imagine how great I'm going to be feeling.
Ooh, you're going to be floating.
Oh, boy. Cloud 17.
They can also improve focus and memory, boost cardiovascular health, and more. It just makes sense to take a daily omega-3 supplement. They're selling me. They got me on the hook.
I was going to say, they got my attention.
You've probably seen some of these supplements at the store, but many of the top sellers simply do not contain enough omega-3s to give you results. You don't want any stepped-on omega-3s.
Mm-mm. I want that pure, that ultra-pure.
Now they sound like Jordans, the more I say it. They even have this cool thing they do called the Freezer Test Challenge. Basically, if you freeze any other omega-3 supplement, it'll get cloudy. That's all the filler. Yeah, the other companies are just stepping on it. This is straight from the supplier. This is fish-scale omega-3.
I just stick my knife into some Omax 3 and flick it on my tongue and look left and look right and say ultra pure. Then I say book them, Dano, and they just book someone.
Omax 3 soft gel remains clear. It's that pure. No clouds. No clouds in these baguettes.
Mm-mm. No clouds, just clout.
Nice.
Mm.
Go to tryomax.com/Mick today to get a box of Omax 3 Ultra Pure for free.
Oh, boy.
That's tryomax, OMAX.com/MICK to get your free box of Omax 3. Tryomax.com/Mick. Terms and conditions do apply.
I do like free things, though.
Oh, yeah. A box of free fish scale? You'd be a fool.
I was just saying, I take it. I'll be wearing furs in no time.
Pure furs.
Ultra pure furs.
And finally, it wouldn't be an ad read without our close personal pals at Tommy John.
I'm wearing mine right now. How about that?
Very much same. I can't imagine even wearing anything else. I'd be a plumb fool.
I'll tell you, I don't want to take you too far behind the curtain. I don't wear anything else.
Show that special someone how much you care this Valentine's Day and replace those hideous old boxer shorts with something you can both be proud of. Yeah. You don't want to have your dick looking terribly.
No, according to Top Gun. Dick down bad out here.
Discuss your Valentine's Day plans and segue into the live read.
I'm going to put the mic down and just let you talk.
Tyler's plans are to lay on the floor.
Yeah, typical Wednesday.
Yeah, that's what you're doing right now. Nothing will change between now and next week.
Yeah, the mic is just hanging from the ceiling like the basement in Rap City. Like Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, you had little Wayne in there recently. There's a red bandana draped on it.
Yeah, I'm going to have all the big B's come through and sign it.
I'm going to work. It's a Wednesday. I don't know what people think this is. What if Valentine's Day became a thing, like, if you were in a relationship, like, you just got it off, but the rest of the world had to go to work?
That'd stink. I'd have to be paying somebody to be my lady.
Yeah. Do you think Valentine's Day is a like a higher or lower day for like prostitutes?
I would say higher. Just for the whole escort experience.
Yeah.
I would say their business probably about the same. The duration of each business trip, I bet that's longer. Like Valentine, you might want a dinner first.
Mm.
I just read my best tweets to her. She acts interested. And then we paint the town red.
Well, it sounds like you're going to have a hell of a Valentine's Day with us. Tommy John wants to help guys look and feel incredible and feel comfortable in all their layers.
Oh, boy.
Avoid embarrassment. Valentine's Day is quite possibly the only day of the year when you want to be caught with your pants down. You don't want to meet your woman of the night and pull down some tattered brown, just regular like run of the mill stuff.
Yeah, no, your dick just fall out of them.
Dick and a can of beans just hit the ground.
Splat.
So those old, tattered, seen better days boxes. So lose those.
There it is.
Old. I thought they were just frying old boxes.
I'm fine with that as well.
Yeah, switch to Tommy John. It's a great gift. Limited edition Valentine's Day gift sets are available now at TommyJohn.com.
Be a real shame if a pretty lady bought me a pair.
Or a fella.
Correct.
Tyler's like, no, that would be a shame.
I was like, yeah, a pretty fella, yes.
Did you see that tweet that went viral yesterday? It was like some dude was talking to his weed man, and like the buyer was a gay man, and the seller was decidedly not.
Yeah, he some wires were crossed.
that guy was like, I don't get it. When I met the weed guy, he was like, you need to take down my number. I thought he was throwing me a sign. Like, oh, no, that's him spreading his business.
Yeah, fair. When I went somewhere and I thought the guy that was like I paid for the park, it was hitting on me. And then he still made me pay. And I was like, oh, well then, I'm not as flattered.
Tommy, it is the best when a gay dude hits on you. You're like, I appeal to everyone.
You see what I'm saying? I have commercial appeal.
Yeah, I'm just a dripping, I'm a radiant sexual being. This was
too goddamn lovable, so lovable.
But you can only you only get that kind of play if you're wearing Tommy John.
Correct.
Tommy John is the men's clothing brand that's redefining comfort for guys everywhere, including me/us. And it's the most stylish, comfortable, and functional underwear on the planet. The legs never ride up, the waistband never rolls down, and that's true. That used to be a big problem for the McMahon Tommy John stay in place.
Correct. The ultimate test, fell asleep in my Tommy Johns and didn't like wake up with them like 20 feet away from me because they just stayed exactly where they're supposed to be. You roll over one time, underwear just stays right there. Underwear just doesn't move. You wake up, it's on the ceiling fan.
Are you a boxer brief guy, or have you always just been regular boxers?
I've always been regular boxers. This is like legitimately changing my stance.
Yeah, that's correct. Well, like regular boxers to me, it's like just wearing. To me, that's like free balling. Like there's no support there at all.
Yeah, no, it's like you feel it on the waist, and then that's about it.
Yeah, it's just airy.
It's like wearing a loose pair of pants.
Right. Yeah, I've never understood. Like, I've always been a boxer brief guy, but they've been tattered and poor quality. And so the Tommy Johns came through and put their dick protectors on the table, and they were like, we figured it out.
Also, yeah, it'd be tough to go back to regular boxers now. Like, they just flap like a flag.
And like sometimes you get a pair of pants that's a little like tighter than the boxers, and you get a flag in your pants.
Oh yeah, it's not great.
Wild. If anyone's still wearing those, go see a medical professional.
Please.
But Tommy John's not just here to sell you the world's most comfortable, functional, and mind-blowing underwear. Go check out their new Go Anywhere clothing line. Mm-hmm. It takes you from desk to date in a flash. I like that.
I like the sound of that.
And don't forget about their soft-as-silk second skin t-shirts. No shrinkage, no bacon neck, no problem. They are mighty soft.
Very.
Plus, all Tommy John underwear is backed by the best you'll ever wear or its free guarantee, so you really got nothing to lose here.
Literally. There's literally nothing to lose.
Tommy John, no adjustments needed. Hurry to TommyJohn.com now and shop limited edition Valentine's Day gift sets. Plus, get 20% off your first order with promo code MICK. That's promo code MICK for 20% off at TommyJohn.com. TommyJohn.com. Get yours today.
For the year 2G, the rap game changed with one name. Jules ain't slain anything on his plane. Remains are found when the best kept secret get heated. You went platinum with a ghostwriter, so in the game you won, you cheated.
What's the trade you most want to see happen today or tomorrow?
The trade that could realistically happen?
I mean, Blake Griffin just got traded for like Avery Bradley and several cans of beans.
I know. Way too much. Way too much. The trade I'm really trying to see. Like, who's on the only two names I've seen forever was like Lou Will and Tyreek Evans. And now one of those, maybe both of those, I haven't refreshed in 8 minutes. So potentially both of those gentlemen are.
Well, Woj just tweeted in an hour, so I'm sure he's working on a trade right now.
Something's afoot. I don't know. Who you got? You got any? Like, do you want the Celtics to do anything? Or you got any? Or what move would you want the Celtics to make? Or what move would make you nervous as a Celtics fan?
I think if the Raptors got DeAndre, that'd be interesting, as we talked about a while ago. That'd be interesting, and I think it would make me nervous because we would not be able to box out DeAndre in the slightest.
Fair. He's a large human.
Very large. And like, I think they could get him for Valanciunas and who's there? Fuck, what the hell's his name?
What position he play?
Like small forward. He was a guy they didn't want to trade last year.
Norm Powell?
Exactly. Norm Powell. Now that they have OG, I don't think they need Norm Powell anymore.
Yeah, I think I'd still want to pick with it if I'm the Clippers.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they would. And I'd maybe give up like a protected first rounder, kind of exactly like what Detroit did.
Protect the top two.
They did like top four or something.
Yeah, so they're handing them a lottery pick, I'm sure.
So that would be interesting. I would like Tyreek on the Celtics. I'm not trying to trade Marcus unless like Danny Ainge's plan is to just keep just give Tyreek what he was going to give Marcus like this offseason.
No, I'd rather have Tyreek than Marcus, so there's that.
I'm sure you would.
Yeah, I just said it. I literally just said it.
The only reason I'm hesitant against that is the reason they're doing that is to get bench offense, and I'm not sure that's going to be a problem next year, assuming like one of our best players doesn't have his leg fall off.
I was going to say, you never know, though.
No, you don't. I just don't want to make a reactionary – that's what I always fear, making a reactionary move for this year and Ainge doesn't tend to do this, so I'm not that worried. But I know he's coveted Tyreek for a long period of time. There's been a lot of smoke around this for a few weeks now. It feels pretty inevitable, so I'm just hoping – and it's from what has been reported, he's trying to trade Marcus to get a first so he can then use that exact first to get – Tyreek. Like, he doesn't want to trade him first. He already has. Right. If he can trade the first he gets now that he doesn't care about, he'll trade that again.
Fair. I don't hate it. The only thing I think if Ainge makes a trade, any trade, I think that would show that he thinks the East is open this year. And I think that would be interesting. Like, even if it is, like, I won't say just Tyreek because he's been really good this year. But if he does something like gives up a first, even one that he just got, or if he's willing to trade Marcus Smart, almost a crucial but a pretty big piece of what the Celtics have been the past couple of years.
Huge piece.
A top nine piece. But yeah, that would to me sound like the Ainge is saying, okay, I think we can at least get to the finals. If we get to the finals, anything can happen in theory.
Definitely in theory.
We might lose in five instead of four, guys.
Yeah, and it would just like, because Smart usually plays like crunch time final five on the floor, so it'd be interesting to see Tyreek out there instead. It would be like him. It would be Kyrie, Juice, Tyreek, Tatum, Horford.
Pretty strong.
You could definitely do worse than that.
I think just in the playoffs, like of those five, you do have to guard everybody.
Right, and we've already traded two-thirds of, or I guess half of what our defensive identity has been in Bradley and Crowder. I suppose since Horford has been kind of the most important guy, maybe they just think keeping him will keep everyone else in line, but get rid of Smart too. And I know he hasn't been there in over a week now, but I don't know if that's a large enough sample size to say they'll be fine.
Right. What if they just trade for, they trade Smart for a first round pick and also get Avery Bradley, and then they go get Tyreek?
It would be interesting.
It would be a thing, yes.
Avery comes back to not start.
Hey, man, he's had a rough go at it.
He sure has. You want to talk about a guy who should murder Ainge for fucking up his money.
Him and Isaiah Thomas just jump Ainge coming out of whatever Boston's like, nice, Nobu, the Boston Nobu.
I guess in Ainge's mind, like, he's like, all right, we have Jaylen. He's a plus defender. Tatum's not as bad as he was in college in summer league. We still have Horford. Kyrie's an upgrade on Isaiah defensively and overall.
I don't know. Not according to the All-NBA teams. Just saying.
True.
Just saying. Just Paralyzed. Saying.
Murdered Kyrie. That guy never gets the line.
Hollinger hates his guts.
He never would have traded for him to get to Memphis.
Yeah, no. Heavens no.
I feel like Ainge already has enough to get Tyreek, though. I feel like he might want more.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he might get him and then be like, that didn't take as much as I thought. Like, if they're just going to play it down to the wire, like, he might just play chicken with Memphis. Like, you really want to just let him go for nothing or give him $80 million? They're like, wait, don't hang up. We'll take 2 second rounders. And then he's like, okay, now I can really go get Nerlens or something. That's the trade I want. Nerlens anywhere. Don't care where.
You just want Nerlens to play basketball again. So
I want Nerlens free. I thought he or our CPF Dwayne Dedman to the Cavs felt like an easy fix. I think they're shooting higher, but I think that's probably why they suck so far. Like, it's not that easy to just acquire better players. Like, they're still... Shumpert's been sitting out for like 3 weeks. I thought George Hill was going to be a Cavalier like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I don't know why. Like, I started writing a draft on that, and I was like, just so I could be like ahead of something for once, because those rumors came out. I was like, yeah, this makes sense. This will probably happen. And it just has, like, there's just a draft sitting waiting to be published.
Yeah, so I don't know. Yes, Nerlens anywhere is a thing that I would like.
Trying to see, like, is there anything Philly can do to become truly terrifying?
Right now, they're AC, but by half a game. A point guard that can shoot now. I don't know.
Like, is Kemba still going to move?
I don't know. Yeah, like, again, it seems like that kind of went under the... It was like that was a thing, and then they were like... I don't know if they were like, never mind, or the market wasn't there, or... Maybe things really just moved so... Like, somebody tweeted yesterday, it was like, Culture 2 felt like 8 months ago, and it was like last week. Like, everything is just moving so fast. Like, Kemba might still get traded today. He might be traded now. I don't know. I feel like... I was looking right now, like... Embiid's still not shooting well. If they wanted like another shooting big, I don't know who it would be. I'm sure. I don't know. I was gonna say Channing Frye, but I don't know. No one should trade anybody for anything. everybody should stay where they are forever.
I forgot. Like, if we got Tyreek and then just signed Greg Monroe.
Yeah, like that. That feels like a good trade deadline to me.
Yeah, I would have to see what we ended up giving up. But I don't disagree.
Like, I'm trying to... They're the eighth seed, but their main competition is Detroit. I'll still go with the Sixers there. I don't know if they could do a whole lot to get up in the... Like, a whole lot higher than that. The Heat. I don't think the Heat do much. I don't know if the Pacers have much to do anything. The Bucks. Like, they just got Jabari back. I feel like that feels like their trade deadline acquisition. Yeah. I could see the Thunder. Tony Allen to the Thunder? Like, if he just be fake Roberson for us? Or if they could get Avery Bradley. I don't know what it'd take to get them, but if they could get Avery Bradley, I could see the Thunder definitely doing something. Outside of that, I don't really see much.
Either of those moves make a lot of sense for the Thunder to me, now that Roberson's dead. But I didn't even mean Philly moving up to like the 5 seed or anything. I just mean them being more terrifying for whoever they play, because they're going to have a lot of mismatches in the first round, no matter who they play.
Oh, like right now, it's y'all. Would that worry you at all? Like, not worry in the sense that we might lose the series, but 6 games? Would it worry you, like, we might have to try a little bit?
Definitely would have to try. They could just put us in rebounding hell, and I guess that's where Monroe could be big.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, even then, Horford guards Simmons pretty well. And then we've done a good job confusing Embiid. Like, he's only had one good game against us, but it's not something I'd be pumped to see for. I think, yeah, probably I'd probably pick Celtics in 6.
I'll say, yeah, like the Heat or the 7 seed. Like, you'd much rather see the Heat, right? I think Spoelstra is terrific. I just don't know about their Bam aside. I don't know about their players.
And close personal friend Justice Winslow.
Well, even they keep saying he's on the block. Like, Ainge loved him. What if Ainge made a move for Justice?
I'd be thrilled. Thrilled.
Like, we tried to give you 4. Now we're going to give you 2 second-round picks. Done.
Well, that was Charlotte who screwed the pooch on that. The Heat were never contacted. Ah,
true. Even then, I kept seeing that. I don't think I'd trade him either. If I was Miami, I would not trade. I mean, unless somebody just overwhelmed with 4 first-round picks. I'd have to listen.
Yeah, I don't know I don't know what their motivation would be to trading him. He's, I get, like, they probably want him to be a better shooter right now, but for a guy who missed, like, all of last year, like, which was essentially, like, he basically, this is kind of like his second year, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. The only thing, like, looking at the standings now, I feel like another name that's been, I feel like Stanley Johnson could be had. I don't know what it would take. Like, I feel like because they want to make the playoffs now, if you give them a player that can play right now, they'd probably give up Stanley Johnson, and it'd probably be the wrong choice. But I'm trying to think, like, who has a – not like the Spurs just send them our good friend Davis Bertans. But we need you to play those minutes right now, and the Spurs just get Stanley Johnson. It's like, yeah, go to Chip England. I'll just live with him. Live with Chip England over the summer.
Yeah, that'll probably work out pretty well for the Spurs if they were to do that.
I'd say so.
It'd probably work out at me. Like, they'd end up winning the West somehow this year.
Stanley Johnson's just scoring 19 a game now and locking up. Kawhi comes back somehow.
Oh, we don't even need you anymore, really.
Yeah, no. Kawhi on the trade block, perhaps. Kawhi a Laker?
Yeah, Kawhi and Clay go in L.A.
With John Wall, who's... I keep seeing him in the photo. He signed to, like, 2026, but... He'll be there too, sure.
The Lakers came out and said that they were no longer planning for this summer. They're trying to plan for next summer, which means they traded D'Angelo Russell kind of for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah, they traded for 2019. Didn't you hear them, dickhead? They're playing the long game.
It's a weird game that they're playing.
Very. I think the most weird game they're playing is the be good now. Won 7 of their last 10. I think that's a wild game to be playing.
Well, last night Brandon Ingram played point guard, so clearly that's all they've needed.
Well, time to trade Lonzo. Got rid of D'Angelo. Time to move on from Lonzo.
He is long in the tooth.
It was a lot said about the Celtics getting that pick. The Sixers are just going to get an amazing pick. Sixers are going to get blog favorite Jaren Jackson Jr.
Probably.
Did you see the article on him yesterday?
Huh?
Did you see the article on Jaren Jackson yesterday?
When you tweeted the screenshot of?
Yeah.
I saw the screenshot.
Yeah, I didn't know Bamba was like 25. That changes things. Jaren Jackson is 16 months younger than Bamba. Problematic.
And he's younger than Bagley too, right?
He's 6 months younger than Bagley, who reclassified. And 14 months younger than Ayton. I might take Jaren Jackson just number one overall. Just saying.
Just because of age?
Just because of age. I'll just take the youngest person every draft. I feel like it even out in the wash.
It sure worked this year.
Who's at fault? Yeah, he's still time. Let Fultz and Triple J come back next year.
Yeah, the Sixers really are going to get, even if they got like Hammy and just like, we just want you to be MKG.
I don't know. That guy's not looked good lately. I'm worried. I'm very worried.
They'll probably get like Knox and be like, hey, we got another tall guy.
Yeah, he's going to guard a couple positions, going to hit some threes. Yeah, he was just there at 9. Here we go.
Lakers, I mean, it's grim for the Lakers.
But it's okay, because in 2019, they're going to sign LeBron and Paul George and Russell Westbrook and DeMarcus Cousins and Anthony Davis.
That team would be all right.
58-24.
Second seed.
Yeah. Third. The Rockets are still cooking.
Do you think the Rockets will what? Could they make a trade that you'd go, all right, now Golden State should be worried?
I don't know. Like, I'm looking at, they're one game back of Golden State because, again, Golden State just decided to lose a couple by 20 or so. I don't know what they, like, a while ago I had mentioned, just because I was trying to get Nerlens anywhere, like, if they could just turn their backup big situation from Nene, who's been fine, but Nene into Nerlens. And you just always have that kind of rim-protecting, rim-running center on the floor at all times. And just surround them with shooting at all times. Outside that, they don't really need a backup point guard because the way they stagger Harden and Paul, they've got enough shooting, they got enough wings. Just, yeah, if you could upgrade Nene from something, they'll probably upgrade him to DeAndre Jordan. Nene and P.J. Tucker for DeAndre Jordan and Sam Decker comes back to Houston.
I'm trying to think, what if they, like, you know how we always say, like, strengthen your strengths?
Mm.
What if they went out and tried, like, what if they tried to get Isaiah on the cheap? I know that's not strengthening your strength right now, but hypothetically, if he could be just a guy who plays, like, if he just only played 15 to 20 minutes a game the rest of this year, and they were like, when you're in, just go.
Right, yeah, you just got the keys to everything. Like, they're one of those teams, like, you know they're going to do something. Like, they're just he's too crafty. So I could see something like that, or them getting Avery Bradley or something. Them getting, like, Stanley Johnson. Like, you might not help us now, but a move that might help us going forward. I think they're going to do something.
Yeah, I can't imagine them being quiet. Especially, like, they already have as good a shot as anyone. I still wouldn't pick them, but they have as good a shot. They can do something.
Mm-hmm. That's like, a traditional, I'm just thinking like another big. They have so many guards, another big that could do some stuff. Like, Deadman. Like, if they got Deadman.
Okay.
Like, a big can block a few shots, can hit an open three, and he'll get plenty of open threes. Like, that seems like a move they would do.
Yeah, that'd be pretty terrifying, too, because not like a huge splash move, but just enough to where the Warriors would have to be like, well, fuck, now we should deal with that.
Yeah, like, again, if you turn Nene and something into Deadman, and it's like, okay, when Capella's out, we'll just put 5 3-point shooters on the court.
Yeah, deal with that, pal.
Yeah, and Kevin Durant's like, yeah, okay. But again, you're just trying to make the Warriors sweat.
Yeah, I think that would do that.
So yes, that's my, I would like to see Deadman to the right. And again, I can't imagine it would take a whole hell of a lot to get him.
Right.
So yes, Deadman to the Rockets. Because again, when Nene got hurt last year, things didn't completely fall apart, but they started.
Yeah.
So if they wanted to bet on somebody a little bit younger, or even if they get a backup for Nene, like just somebody that can play any kind of backup big minutes. But yeah, Deadman to the Rockets, I'd like that.
Well, while we've been sitting here flapping our gums, there's been a trade. One no one saw coming.
Where's Wiggins?
Russell Wilson has been traded.
Say it ain't so.
To the New York Yankees.
Say it ain't so.
Baseball is the dumbest sport.
I'm not sure I understand.
Like, the Texas Rangers still own Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson's rights?
Okay, that I did knew they drafted him. It's like year eight. Like, what? How long do those rights run for?
Apparently a long time, because he was just traded for cash to the New York Yankees.
Sure.
Like, real money was exchanged.
Did it say how much? They owed him $5. Like, I never paid you for that Coke, man.
Right. I was just scrolling Twitter and I saw someone report this and I was like, well, this seems like a waste of everyone's time.
Right. Like, somebody's like, they brought the paperwork to some secretary and they're like, really? I'm like, I've really got to file this for what?
What if Wilson, he's been waiting for this. He's like, yeah, I never wanted to play for Texas, but the Yankees, I'd earned my stripes.
Yeah, I've got my ring. It's a safer sport. He's been in the league, so he's already got a contract. He's probably got a few millions under his belt. Yeah, I want to play shortstop now.
I'm here waiting to find out. If Marcus Smart's gone, Tyreek Evans is coming, and nope, Russell Wilson to the Yankees. That's what I get.
He's pulling double duty. What can you say?
Hey, he's like, I've always wanted to be Dion. That's who I've always looked up to. Bo Jackson, people like that.
I always wanted to play two sports on two completely different coasts.
Needs to happen.
I was trying to find out how much Lou Will got paid. I saw something. I don't know how true it is. Somebody said the max he can get is 3 years, like $30 million. Which, if that's the deal, seems like a steal to me. I'm sure it's wrong. And it'll be 3 years, $90 million. But
right, 30 per.
Yeah, they're like, no. You read me wrong, Whiskers.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the case, maybe they did that just so they could trade him this summer and have it be a much more. Like, they could get a lot more for that.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, he does sign these deals and then get traded immediately. So, oh, here we go. I see 3 years, $42 million. Which seems like a fine contract.
Yeah. What's that, like, it's like 14 per?
Yeah, 14 a year for Lou Will seems more than fair for both sides. A good, yeah. look at Jerry West's work. I know that wasn't Doc Rivers' work.
Sure wasn't.
3 years, $85 million with a team option or for a player option for year four at $57 million. And Jerry was like, Doc, maybe you let me handle the contract negotiations. Only thing, if Lou Will gets traded, he's gonna get traded to another great city. So it's
The Heat.
I'll say, yeah, that's the only thing left. So yeah, Lou Will for Kelly Olynyk.
Doc wrangles. Doc just takes the phone out of Jerry West's hand. That's how he gets Kelly. Trying to think. There was another team. If they did a thing, could be interesting. Okay. All right, yeah. So, like, you were talking about Wiggins. When Ainge traded for Isaiah Thomas, it wasn't necessarily a move for that year. It was to move forward. What along the lines of Wiggins, what's a trade you could – not that you could see happening, but it would be interesting for a team next year, not necessarily this year.
Like they would trade him now or like this summer or either one just for next year?
They'd get him now. Like that Ainge always said, I did this trade now because so much can change between now and the summer. I didn't want another team to, like, wake up and realize that this guy was just out there.
Right.
Would it be like Aaron Gordon?
I was going to say Magic, the Nets, I could see. I could see the I was going to say Hornets. Because Kemba would be an upgrade on Teague. I don't know what you do with Teague. But, yeah, I could see the Hornets. Just like we want a young star who is locked up. And Wiggins would fit that role. The Grizzlies, okay. I don't know what his PER is, but like any team that's probably not going to sign. Like I feel like the Kings would trade for anybody. I feel like the Mavericks probably would.
Yeah.
Like I could see the Mavericks just make some salaries match and throw in something. Just to be like, we need anything to show Dirk in his last year.
Hey, Dirk could play like 3 more years. I wouldn't be surprised.
He's going to outplay Brady. Trailblazers? That's
competition with this whole time, no one know.
Yeah, they just had a secret bet from like the 97 draft or whatever. Trailblazers kind of jumps, just because it seems like it's always some fuss to break up Dame and CJ every year. That's really about it. That realistic, but I wouldn't mind. I don't know, I would kind of like the Nets, honestly. Like, if there's we just want to bet on all your top 5 talent that didn't work in your place.
I would love, like, everyone in Boston is still, like, no one even cares about this current team. Everyone's just waiting for Anthony Davis.
Sure.
I would love to make, like, to trade for, like, if we did Hayward for McCollum straight up. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I'd love that.
I don't know, man. It's very tiny.
Slide Juice back to the 3.
Slide him to the bench.
And then you have, like, the second best backcourt in the league.
Also, yeah, I wouldn't hate, like, I keep hearing that all along. It's like, can those two guys work together? I was like, yeah, like, if you fix 3, 4, and 5, yeah, I think they can. Like, if you're just going to put them next to Mo Harkless, then, yeah, and maybe it's not going to work. But, yeah, if you could – so your 5 would be what? Kyrie, McCollum, Tatum, and Horford. Yeah, that's a strong 5.
It's a real strong 5.
I don't know about the glass, but if you're not missing many shots, I imagine you won't need many rebounds.
That's what Terry comes in for.
Okay, I see the vision. Yeah, I wouldn't – like, earlier in the year, I wanted, like, a McCollum – for the Nets pick to the Cavs, and now it's like, well, you can't have Isaiah McCollum. Well, I'd rather have McCollum, so do something with Isaiah. Like, I feel like McCollum, he seems like the perfect point guard for LeBron.
Yeah, he knows how to play off ball plenty. He knows how to, like, he was driving some passes the other day that, like, he might be the most underrated player in the league.
I've been saying it for 2 years. I was like, somebody should trade for him and make him a lead guard. Again, I don't know why Orlando or Phoenix, anybody, just hasn't bet on that. Because I could see, like, he's not going to ascend a Harden level, you know, those heights, I don't think. But things change when a guy who doesn't really get the ball just gets the ball to do whatever he wants with it. Like, there'd be some growing pains for sure, but I would definitely be willing to work through those.
If you had to ask me, just name a guy who could do, like, make that James Harden level jump on a different team, he'd probably be my first pick.
Yeah. Like, he struggled at first. I know he was hurt his either first or second year. And since then, he's averaged 21, 23, and 22. Shoots well from 3, shoots well from the line, shoots pretty good from the field. Not a great defender, but again, I think that matters less if you move him down to the 1. Doesn't turn the ball over a lot. And has never taken more than 18 shots a game.
He threw up a legitimate hook shot the other day.
He's got it all in the bag, man.
Like no one takes a hook shot now. CJ McCollum, like, clearly practices hook shots.
Yeah, why not? He's like, you never know.
Yeah, like just did it like no big deal. Like when, like, Giannis jumping over Tim Hardaway Jr., that's how he took that hook shot.
Right. I try to make it a point to watch any game where he plays without Dame because it seems like he always gets hot. And it's like, he could do this for – like, some team just needs to make him a lead guard. Somebody pointed out, like, his assist-to-turnover ratio is not great. So, I don't know. There's some pause there. His PR is not the highest.
I just picture him and Kyrie just, like, because that's the other part. You know he can play with a guard. Like, even if you don't want to make him a lead guard, you know he can play with a lead guard.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you stagger them, like Harden and Paul, when they're on the court, yeah, you've got a clear number one. But when he's off, the other guy pretty much just runs the show. So, yes, he's got – yeah, this is the first year of his deal. He's got 3 more years left. And, again, if I was Orlando, if I was – like Phoenix. Like if Phoenix just put McCollum and Booker together. Like if nothing else, we're going to get buckets.
You're right.
The Mavericks. The Hawks. Hell, like any bad team could probably use a good player.
Well, now you're just talking.
Controversial, I know. Or like the Lakers, if they want to put him next to Lonzo. They just have nothing to trade outside of Luol Deng and Jordan Clarkson and Jew.
Yeah, I did. I don't think he's a big enough name for Lakers fans to appreciate either.
No, yeah, he'd go there and kill it, and they're like, yeah, man, I can't wait till he gets hot so we can trade him and get Paul George or like somebody that's...
Yeah, year 37 of LeBron.
Yeah. Oh, man. Let's give up a 26-year-old McCollum for LeBron to sign a 1+1 and maybe leave again.
To be fair, I think Celtics fans would be pretty livid, too.
Sure.
The Cavs are interesting, though, because that would be a guy who would be perfect to build around when LeBron does leave.
Yes. Which is going to happen, yes. So if this summer it's like you throw Portland the 7 pick and, I don't know, it'd have to be something else, and they really don't have any other assets. Yikes.
I could see them wanting Love.
I was thinking about that. The only thing is, then what, you just let Isaiah walk? Or you try to sign and trade him to get something for him? Or you just let him go?
Either you keep them both. Cause, I mean, you might be able to get Isaiah for 1 year for cheap.
Yeah. Because my whole plan if I was Cleveland would be if I could put McCollum and Love together and go from there. But, yeah, I mean, it might just take Love to get him. And you have CJ in the 7 pick. Again, not terrible compared to what LeBron left him with last time.
Right. Yeah, no, I wouldn't. I mean, I would hate that as a Celtics fan, but if I'm Cleveland, I think that's maybe because if you could get Tristan off the books and another deal too and just have McCollum and create space to,
right,
to at least acquire other players like that, now you're looking at like an actual plan. But everything I've read, like, Colby Altman doesn't, like, he can't even pick up the phone. Like, Dan Gilbert's just, like, taking over everything.
Of course. He's going to take it all over and then still sell and then buy the Pistons. See, as I look right now, it's like if the Pistons could somehow put Drummond, Griffin, McCollum together, I think that'd be, like, you don't have a pure, quote-unquote, point guard, but you've got 3 guys that can pass the ball well. And I think that'd be interesting. I don't know who'd coach him. I don't know if Stan's the guy to do that, but I'd draw up some interesting sets for him.
Yeah, that would be like one of those 5 most talented teams in the East.
That's what I'm saying. Like one of those that you get a couple wings. Again, maybe you're not going to the finals, but it's like, damn, I would not want to play those 3 guys in a 7-game series. Drummond's going to get 20 rebounds every game. Blake can and has averaged a triple-double over the course of a series, and McCollum can go for 40 at any given time.
Right. Yeah, McConnell's just below like Clay and Harden for me as for a guy who like any given quarter might hang 50 on like 7 shots.
Yeah. He's one of those guys like, oh, McCollum's got 11 in the first quarter. Like tune in. He might just have 31 at halftime.
Yeah. He just did that last week.
That's what I'm saying. And I don't know. Maybe they should trade Lillard.
I don't hate it. I think they could get a dumber team to give up more for Lillard than they could get.
That's like, maybe they would since Dan just keeps complaining about things. But yeah, you trade him for a lot and just turn it over to McCollum. And I feel like you could get a nice haul for Lillard. Again, still a good player.
Right. Yeah, that's a very good player.
Some would say an all-star player. Some would disagree.
There's got to be a lot of Western Conference players pissed that all these people keep getting hurt from Team LeBron.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, this happened out west. Booker would be in by now, damn it. If five straight people went down, Booker, he'd be next in line.
I think Bender's probably be close.
Yeah, he should already be.
How do you, are you done with Peaky yet? I saw you tweeting about that yesterday, too.
Finally finished.
Wow.
Are you done yet?
No.
How many episodes do you have left?
Probably three.
Okay. Best show I've ever seen.
Is it really?
It's up for, like, somebody asked me if it was better than Thrones, and I said yes. First of all, it only took me one time to get through Blinders. Like, I was in from the jump. I take that into consideration.
As well you should.
Yeah, like, it was shorter seasons, which, again, works better for me. And if both new seasons dropped, like, right now, I would watch Peaky Blinders first.
I don't hate that take.
I also like Tommy and Polly probably more than any individual character on Thrones. Tommy by orders of magnitude, and Polly's still above anybody else.
I like Thrones because it's kind of like the Super Bowl every Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an event.
Right.
I get that.
And it's a cool show.
Yeah.
But I've heard people throw it around in the greatest show of all time category, and I always pump the brakes. I'm like, I think I could rattle off five, like, immediately that I would much prefer to watch.
That's what I'm saying. So when somebody asks me, people are like, you're kidding, right? I was like, no. Like, again, I like Thrones. It's good. I wouldn't have finished it if I didn't like it.
Correct.
But to say, like, it's just, like, untouchable, that seems a bit much.
Yeah. They certainly belong in that second tier.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
But we're talking about, like, if you had to pick the five greatest shows of all time, like, that doesn't cross my mind.
And also, like, I just finished Blinders, and I'm already, like, I could see myself running that back. Like, it's only 24 episodes.
Right.
I'm not running back through not all of Game of Thrones. Again, as we get close, I might run back through, like, the last couple from every season, my favorites or whatever. But yeah, I could see myself running back to just see what I missed, just enjoying Tommy Shelby again.
Yeah, he is an enjoyable fella.
Tremendous.
Steve, you know what the problem is? No one on Game of Thrones smokes.
I think that's what, if Jon Snow just started ripping butts.
That show immediately shoots up in my mind.
Oh, by
shoots
far. Up. Tyrion's just smoking like the finest. Tyrion and Bronn just start ripping butts. I'd move into that top tier. It's true.
Like, what was your number one? Was it The Simpsons or something else?
Like, just shows all the time? Yeah, it's probably The Simpsons.
Okay. Like, I don't know what would have to happen for that to get replaced in my number one.
I don't either. Smart Guy second, and Peaky Blinders third.
It's as strong a top three as you'll hear.
Correct.
Daredevil 4.
Iron Fist 4, Daredevil 5.
Do you see Jessica Jones dropped a new trailer?
I did not. Oh, no.
I'm sure you're very excited for that to come back.
I actually am. That was my favorite of all the Defender shit. So, I would watch Jessica Jones. Did you watch that? You didn't watch that one.
No, the only Marvel show I've watched was
Punisher, right? Excuse
me. Well, yeah, Punisher.
Okay. Yeah, Jessica Jones, the only thing, like, Jessica Jones had a tremendous villain, and they killed him in the final episode, and I was like, that was just a bad idea. Like, so, like, unless he comes back, there's no way it's going to be better than the first season, because, I enjoyed the first season of Jessica Jones.
Okay. I thought you just hated all Marvel shows, regardless.
No, I like that one. I forget, the first season of Daredevil was fine. The Defenders itself, I honestly don't remember. I know I watched it, but I can't remember a thing about it. Luke Cage was solid. I thought they did the same. I thought they killed off some good people way too early in Luke Cage, and he himself was corny. But the people around him were fine. Now, the Punisher, that was some shit, buddy. Ooh-wee. But yeah, Peaky Blinders is actually good.
Huh?
I said Peaky Blinders actually. I just started. I watched the first episode of Big Mouth last night. That was tremendous. Oh. Did you watch that one? Tremendous. Have you watched that?
No, because like I know it's something Morgan will never watch, so I have, like I picked Peaky Blinders over that to start. I just don't know when I can. Like I haven't heard a bad thing about it.
Yeah, it's. I thought it was long. It is 30 minutes, which not even. It's a quick watch. I just watched the first one, and yeah, I think I might be in on that too. That might be next.
What? That's probably like 10 episodes.
I think 10 or 8. Because I looked, I was like, okay, this is 30 minutes of pop. This ain't bad.
Yeah, it'll be done tomorrow with that.
Well, I don't. I'm still bad at binge watching things. Let's. I'll be done by summer.
You finished Peaky real fast, and when you got going on Thrones, that ended quicker than I thought.
Yeah, like, again, just getting past those first two seasons. And again, like, the first two seasons of that were longer than all of Peaky Blinders.
That is true.
anybody wants to put Thrones against Blinders, show me a character as good as Tommy Shelby, and I'll listen.
Yeah, the people you're going to hear are Tyrion.
Nah, and I like Tyrion.
The Hound.
Nah, and I like the Hound.
Some people would say Jon Snow. Those people wouldn't understand what you were talking about at all.
Correct. Arthur might be a better... Arthur is a tremendous character.
Yeah, I like all the brothers, honestly.
They're all good. Paul's good. I like Curly. Curly's like my hot pie of this show.
that's the guy with horse, that, like, who works with the horses.
Yeah. I want Curly to lead the Blinders season 5.
Yeah, I mean, so 4, like if you had to rank your seasons, you'd go 3, 2, or would 4 be ahead of either of those?
Let's see. I'd probably go. I liked everything about 4. I didn't really like Adrian Brody.
Right.
He was just overacting way too much. am I out of line there? Like, is it just me?
No, this is why I told you I was struggling with 4. I compared it to like season 14 of The Simpsons. They just add too many like little fingers in there.
Yeah, look, he was fine because he wasn't in there. Like you're halfway through 4. He's in there, but he's not a major character.
Okay, yeah. See, the first 3 episodes is.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be more. They shift his role, I'll say.
Okay.
But yeah, Brody, I don't know. Brody's just in there like talking like the Godfather for some reason. And I don't know. He was probably my least favorite villain, but everything else was tremendous. Like I still might put 4 number 1 just because how good everything else was.
Okay.
So I'd say 4, 3, 1, 2.
Interesting. So far I would have, for the seasons I've completed, I'd go 3, 2, 1.
The thing I didn't like, the only episode out of the whole series I didn't like the season 2 opener, like, at all. It just felt like I had to, like, stop and keep reading. I was like, did I miss something? Like, I don't know, things just didn't connect to me, so I didn't like that one. The rest of the season was okay, but it put it behind the 8-ball for me.
Was that the wedding? What happened then?
Let's see, season 2, that's when Belvedere came back because he wasn't dead. What else? Was that the wedding? Let's see.
Was that season 3 episode?
That's what I'm trying to... I remember it was season 2 episode. Let's see. 2 years later, Grace is excellent, and she leaves him to die. Oh, yeah, the garrison blew up. Freddie Thorne died. He was trying to get Ada to come back. They go out to London, and yeah, they were just like going into Sabini's clubs and just fucking stuff up. They didn't really say why.
Okay.
And it set the scene like for Polly to bring in Michael, who I like Michael more now than I did then. But at first I didn't care too much for Michael, so that's why season two was low for me.
Yeah, he was an outsider. You didn't know if you could trust him yet.
Yeah, I had my doubts.
Yeah, I was like, this kid's going to fuck something up royally.
Oh, yeah. He just got that look.
But yeah, Michael's been solid. I like the opening to season four, the opening scene with everyone about to just get hung.
Oh, yeah. There's just a number of... That was a great scene. The scene when Grace got shot. It's just a great scene. There's a couple more in four I won't spoil that are just tremendous.
Hey, you'd be spoiling me for once.
I know. Man, shoes on the other foot. I could tell you anything. Tommy Shelby quits and joins the circus. There. It's done.
It sounds like he may quit based on the fact that you said someone else is taking over the Shelbys.
Yeah, Curly. I think that season five for that comes out next year, I think.
Yeah, it should be like next Christmas. Around then.
Yuck.
Well, you finished it much faster than I thought you would. This falls on you.
Fair. More than fair. I also didn't know that... I didn't know season four had just finished.
No, yeah.
Like, it was... I was like... It last aired December 2017. I knew it was 2017, but I was thinking... They went like 13, 14, 16, and early 17. No, this is hot off the press. I did not know that.
Yeah, that's why I started it, because I saw people buzzing about this new season, and I was like, all right, let me give this a try again.
Yeah, big fan.
Trying to think. Wojo hasn't tweeted anything recently. I know the second we hang up, he will.
I mean, you... You'll never beat that dragon.
No. And I've been releasing these in the afternoons recently because in case shit happens, like the Griffin trade when we had to like re-record.
Right.
So I've just basically been waiting to like wake up and be like, oh, Adam Silver has canceled basketball.
Yeah, he's just decided there's no more. The health risks are just too great.
Yeah, he's like, these guys won't be able to walk.
There's also people telling me, like, they're too long. Like, how do you not like to listen to stuff, but you record 3 hours? Like, I don't see the link, honestly. What I listen to is different than what I create. I don't know. Those feel like just two very different things. People are like, I wasn't going to listen to 3 hours. Okay, then don't listen. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Do or don't. Like, I'm it's your business, not mine.
It also feels like we talked for like an hour and then I look at how long it was. It was like, oh, it was three times that.
Right.
Like, and we don't press record with the intention of going that long. That's just how long it goes.
Right. So again, yes, that's very different than me sitting down and listening to something someone else created. I have no faith in that. Oh, heavens no.
That's actually probably terrible. This
heavens no.
Mediocre.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, no music to talk about. No TV. But I've just been falling asleep to old, like, Norm MacDonald stuff for like a week straight now.
You dirty dog.
Just everything he says kills me. I caught him telling the same joke like 15 years apart, both on Conan.
Killed both times, I'm sure.
Both times killed. Yeah, and it killed me, and I knew what the punchline was.
After I watched the Battle Axe one, it was like a 15-minute compilation of him just being rude to other guests on Conan's show. That was a pretty good one.
Oh, yeah. Like the female snowboarder who he's like, I'm not going to lie, that looked really easy.
Hey, when he was fawning all over Keke Palmer, that was a good one.
That was good. Yeah, I don't know why that was in the rude one.
Yeah, I was like, I'm waiting for him to just call her a bad name or something. But yeah, he was legitimately smitten.
It is funny. There's one dude. I think it's like Thomas Oliphant. I can't remember what his name is. I think he's in like one of the Spider-Mans, maybe. Yeah, but it's the one where he's showing the pictures of like his farm.
Yeah.
And Norm just fucking fries him. He's like, you're boring everyone. He's like, I tell jokes from the 1920s and no one's bored.
Like, he's somebody, like, I've never seen Norm, I don't even know if he does live stuff. I don't think I could see him laugh. Like, he would just open his mouth and I think I'd just start laughing.
Right.
I have no idea how he ever works out new material. No idea. So I was walking in, right, and people just bust out laughing just the way he says it. He's taking a piss and people falling out of their seat.
I think it might be the opposite for him. Like, he has to go to a place and make sure no one laughs. That's when he knows he's just confused them beyond belief, and he knows he's old.
Norm just goes to, like, black clubs. He just goes to, like, the blackest cities you can find. Just goes into clubs. If I can get no one to laugh, I've got my new routine.
If I hear three consecutive pistols get cocked in the crowd, I got some heat.
Yeah, I'm ball game. Have you watched, are you a Cat Williams guy?
Not as big as other people, but I do find him amusing, yes.
Also, his most recent one, I watched that, a lot funnier than I thought. I think I went into it with very low expectations, but I did laugh quite a bit. So I would say that's worth checking out to the people who haven't.
I think I saw Fights, like, live tweeting it. He was like, I'm 5 seconds in and Kat's already drenched in sweat.
Oh yeah, he's the sweatiest man alive. It's like he and Patrick Ewing.
Yeah, Netflix, it seems like every time I open it up, they have some new comic as, like, the banner, like the first thing that it settles on.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm never going to watch this. Like, I've heard other people say they get to a point in their life where they stop listening to new artists, like, for music. And I think I'm, like, very past that point with comics. I'd have to get some serious cosigns to start watching a new stand-up.
Yeah, like, that's honestly why I was so late on Hannibal. It was just like, I think I'm kind of good with my stand-up quota. And people are like, no, like, let him in. And I was like, okay. It took a couple years. And he's in now, but he's probably the most recent one. And again, he's been out for multiple years.
Yeah, there's him, and then, like, Jim Jefferies was the only other guy who's even, like, close to new, or who are, like, the last two guys I started, like, watched.
Yeah, I like Jefferies is funny. I like him all right, too.
He's funny, but I don't know his lasting power. Like,
right.
He's funny, like, oh, this guy's got a different accent, and he says cunt a lot. Like, I don't know.
Right. How much rope he can run with.
Right. Like, I'd probably still laugh every time, but it's not something I gotta, like, search out.
Right.
He's a good storyteller, though. I think that's the problem. Like, he just needs to have more life experiences.
He just go away and have some bad shit happen to him.
Right, yeah. I got to hope for the worst for him so that I could laugh. That I don't know if I need to wish that on somebody.
Got no problem with it.
For my amusement? Yeah, sure. I'll do that.
I was like, man, people were begging Mary J. Blige to get back on crack. Like, the albums were so fire.
I've definitely done that for, like, Wayne.
Sure. Like, yeah, be real shame if you got back on the lean one last time, Wayne.
And don't even Eminem. I mean, that guy got sober and forget about it.
Yeah, no.
Like, if M just got heavily addicted to mushrooms again, he'd be right back at the top.
Oh yeah, that's why I'm so happy that basically the comedians that are already, like, grandfathered in, or like Chappelle's coming out with new stuff, Kat came out with new stuff. I was like, thank heavens. I sure didn't want to have to click on one of these, like, random YouTube or Netflix comedians and hope for the best. That might be what I'll listen to a new artist way before I watch a new stand-up. I hate trying new stand-up. I don't know why. Like, new stand-up specials.
Well, Netflix, they do so much well. The way they advertise all their stand-ups, they make it seem like... I just remember one. There was a dude wearing, like, a leather jacket, and they were advertising like he was, like, tough. I was like, that's not a guy I'm going to ever laugh at.
Right.
Like, there's, like, fire. It looks like an action movie. They're advertising, and they're like, oh, this guy's going to beat you over the head with laughter. I'm like, probably not.
I know. What, another one, grandfather, I watched the Chris Tucker one. It was maybe the worst stand-up I've ever seen. That was terrible. I didn't think Donald Glover's stand-up was funny. I think he's a talented and funny person, but I didn't think his stand-up was funny.
I think it had a couple hits in there. I don't know if he had enough material for the hour that he did.
I would agree. He did not.
I think he had a strong 30 in there.
That's for, like, I've tried Trevor Noah. I just don't think he's funny.
No. No, Trevor Noah is not it. I'm trying to think who else I'd even give it like a look.
I like Kevin Hart's stand-up. I think Kevin Hart's stand-ups are funny. If he puts out a new one, I'd watch that.
Kevin Hart's a guy who I don't, like, care for his hours, but I find just to be, like, a tremendously funny human being.
Right.
And Kevin Hart, I think, still feels, like, decently new to people, but, like, he used to be on Tough Crowd. Like, he used to be in the clubs and stuff like that. He must have been 14. Like, I don't know.
But he used to sleep on Patrice's couch.
Right. So, like, I used to be like, he's not stand-up funny. He's just loud. And then, like, I was like, no, he write, like, I had another comedian tell me, like, he writes to his energy. Like, you gotta think of it. And I was like, that doesn't make sense.
I think he's a funny, I think that's why I like his, it's like, I think he's a legitimately funny person. Like, I don't want to see any Kevin Hart movies. Like, I don't want to see, like, his interview at the All-Star game, any of that. That's, like, bits and stuff or whatever. But, like, his, I do think he's a funny person, can put funny stuff together. That's why I enjoy his stand-ups.
See, I don't even hate his movies. I think those are all, like, because I know what they are going into them. You know what right. I mean?
I think that's why I stay away, because I know what they are going into them.
Oh, man, you put the him and The Rock in something, I'm going to watch it. Just facts.
Have you seen Jumanji yet?
No, I'm waiting. But that's unlike Death Wish. That's a movie I knew I could see on the small screen. So I'm waiting for that to be available to, like, rent, and I will watch it.
Fair.
But, like, they did, I think it was called Central Intelligence. They just did a movie where, like, The Rock was in the CIA, but he grew up like a fat teenager who got bullied. So he wasn't a cool CIA guy. He was just, like, someone who act and, like, had no. Like, he was just a lame as well. And Kevin Hart was, like, the star on the football team. And, like,
of course. The 6'5", guy cut from a mountain himself was, And the 5'2 guy was just throwing for 4,000 yards a year. I got you.
And he ended up being just, like, a guy who sells, like, insurance.
Sure.
He was also the only guy who was ever nice to The Rock in high school. So he comes back for, like, their 5 or 10-year reunion, maybe. And then they go on a wacky adventure where, like, the Rock has to, like, take down the CIA from inside using Kevin Hart's help.
Some real shenanigans. Some hijinks ensue. Do hijinks ensue?
Listen, it's nonstop hijinks.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm glad I missed that one.
I've watched it, like, 5 times. It's been enjoying. It's a joyful, like, hour-and-a-half experience.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Isn't Chris Rock supposed to come out with something, like, this year?
The Rock?
No, Chris Rock.
Oh, Chris Rock?
No, The Rock, like, comes out with something every hour on the hour. Yeah, I thought Chris Rock was... Maybe I made that up. Like, I thought he had a Netflix deal.
I mean, I saw him do an hour, or probably maybe a little bit more, before Chappelle. So I know he's got new material. I would assume it's going to be released.
I would hope so.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of other guys who, like, Louis's never going to release anything for, like, 5 more years.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm 3. Come back, the whole redemption tour, and, yeah, people eat it up. He overcame so much.
Trying to think.
Actually, Chris Rock and Adam Sandler are working on a movie now, so that's a no. Russell Brand is getting a Netflix comedy special, so that's also a no.
No thanks. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good. I don't even, like, he. When I see him in interview, I'm like, he's funny enough, but yeah, I don't want to watch an hour of him.
No, because that's what I mean. He's funny because he's got an accent. He says inappropriate things, and, like, that's good for, like you said, like 5-10 minutes.
Yeah. No. Like 65 minutes. No thanks. Yeah, something from last year said Chris Rock reportedly got $40 million for 2 Netflix specials, and yeah, that was last year. So I'm hoping those come soon. I'm hoping they drop both like two at a time, like Chappelle. I would enjoy that. I do like that business model.
Do you think Rocks could drop two separate hours at once? Because I feel like he, more than most, like really, really fine tunes everything until it's absolutely perfect.
I feel like he does, but I also, he also seems like he changes with the times to me. So if like one is like the fine tooth comb and one is him shooting the shit like at a small bar like Chappelle, I could see that.
I would enjoy that. I just don't know if Rock, I mean, the check already cleared, he might not care.
I was going to say, yeah, 40 million up front. Yeah, the last hour is just him holding his dick for 45 minutes.
Yeah, I watched that.
Yeah, up twice.
Do you like Gaffigan? He's real white, so I could see if you did.
I don't, I know of him. I don't think I've seen enough to make, like, I've never seen any of his specials or anything, but I've also never been like, I should watch one of his specials.
I mean, he pretty much only talks about food in any of them.
You're sounding very far away.
All right. He better? He pretty much just talks about food and all of his hours. Like, he's probably got like 10 hour specials.
Just all about food.
Yeah, he talks about food for like 90% of them, and then he just talks about how white he is in the other 10%. Like, he just makes fun of himself.
Maybe.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's, he's like not like top 10 or anything, but it's just a lot of like just quick jabs, and he'll go in on like cake for like a half hour.
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, if you're bored, it's for sure not the worst. Burr could drop in 2 hours soon. I wouldn't be mad at that.
Also, yeah, I hadn't heard any like new specials from him in a while. That wouldn't surprise me at all. I'd be here for that.
I'm trying to think. I feel like there's someone big we're both forgetting. Or maybe we just have rotations of like four. We didn't.
No, so yeah, that's just how limited my mind is. What do you want?
I refuse to listen to absolutely anyone else.
Correct.
Our coworker Pat McAfee, I think he's got a special coming out soon.
Nice.
He just goes up there and tells stories.
There's no fine tooth. He's just like whatever happened on the way up here just reminds him of a story. It's 20 minutes right there.
If he just toured Indiana the rest of his life, he'd be the richest like football player of all time.
Oh, he's easily Elvis of Indiana.
It's crazy. Like when we acquired Heartland, we just acquired a whole state's like loyalty for life.
Yeah, like seems like a good deal. When his comedy album goes diamond and the company gets a percentage of that.
Yeah, he's the new Foxworthy.
I could see, there's a lane. I hadn't heard Larry the Cable Guy's name in a minute, so there's a lane for the Midwestern humor.
Yeah, he's going to start getting Pixar checks, son.
That's the bag.
Did you like Lewis Black ever or no?
They're like who?
Lewis Black.
I don't know if I've ever. I don't even know how that person looks.
He used to be on Jon Stewart's Daily Show.
Oh yeah, I've seen some of his stuff. Not so much.
Okay. He used to just like have my father on the floor. Just like my father truly appreciated anger, like pure anger, not like fake anger.
I was just like, yeah, I'll give him that. But I was like, yeah, he just seemed like an angry person. There's humor in that sometimes, but not for me.
Yeah, he gets angry, like it's kind of like what I was saying to you like a week or two ago. Like he gets angry over how stupid everyone is. So I can relate.
I'll just say, so he's me. I am Lewis Black.
Right. You're like, I don't need to hear this. I think this.
Really, yeah. telling me nothing I hadn't heard before.
Yeah, I'm trying. There's really no one else.
Nah.
A hot hour from Ray Romano.
Ooh, just an hour? I know people are going to add us with all type of terrible specials.
Yeah, I might have to cut this.
We just got to add. You guys didn't see No, no, no. You watched the wrong Trevor Noah. No, I don't think I did.
Yeah, you find his old stuff.
Yeah, the underground stuff.
The underground South African stuff he was doing
before over there. He came north of the equator.
That's when he was bad.
A loose cannon.
Yeah, I think we're just going to get... Well, so one person is going to hit us with the obvious person we forgot to talk about.
You idiot. Seinfeld has 9 specials coming out this year.
Netflix does keep peppering us with, like, specials he shot in, like, 02 that I didn't even know existed. That I half want to check out, half I'm going to keep just scrolling past every time I see them.
True. I'm fine. I've just been going back to... I've just been listening to Patrice on Apple Music lately. They've got like 3 Patrice albums up there. I just go back and listen to them.
I don't hate it. It's exactly what I've been doing with Norm.
Yeah, it's never time wasted.
Like the 80s happened and there was this boom and then there was a drought in the 90s. We might be just in a drought for a minute.
I'm fine with that. I'd rather that than people still putting out lots of stuff that stinks.
Right.
So, yeah, if it's a drought, that means some good days are coming, so I'm fine with it.
Yeah, and we just got 4 good days with Chappelle.
Yeah, so I can wait it out.
Yeah, I can just go back and listen to things I've already heard, and plus there's all that Patrice, the Black Phillip stuff I still haven't got into.
Oh, yeah, that might be next. I might just run Black Phillip back from episode 1.
And I've just been watching all this Norm and Kelton stuff. For like a week, that's been fine with me.
I'm looking. Yeah, I'm just on like Wikipedia comedians, and none of these people are popping out. I don't know who 90% of them are. If Don Rickles dropped a new one, I'd check. No.
Yeah, someone preposterous like Gallagher dropped a new album.
Right, man. Oh man, have you heard that Paul Reiser dude?
He has the pulse of the nation.
Bob Saget's just got a 45-minute. He just went on a rant in D.C. Dude, you've got to hear it.
Hold on 1 second.
Go ahead.
Anytime it gets real quiet in the apartment, I'm just like, oh, Chino's either taking a piss or a shit somewhere, and I just look out in the hall, and he's just bending down, eating some of his shit.
I mean, yeah. Who do you want, Emma?
I can't knock him.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's a regular guy.
He's just like any regular run-of-the-mill citizen of Philadelphia.
Here you go.
I didn't make them eat the horse shit, Tyler.
I don't believe you.
I planted it there.
Yeah. It's a long con. You're not slick.
Woj just said nothing for 2 hours.
All right. That's enough time.
And Shams, yeah, also not for 2 hours. So they're listening, waiting.
As soon as we hang up, bam, back to back to back.
Yeah, bam gets moved.
How dare you. To the Warriors. Bam for Omri Caspi.
And Jordan Bell, they just like his, the Heat like his upside more.
Yeah, they just want a bigger Jordan Bell.
But if anything big happens, I might put this out tonight.
Just in case, just because something's going to happen.
Right.
Fair.
Well, what's happening? I'm going to put it out tonight. Nothing's going to happen. And then like a month from now, someone's going to get bought out. And that's going to be the big news.
I had no idea why the Warriors bought out Steph Curry. No one saw that coming.
So I don't know if I'm going to put it out tonight. I may just go back to sleep since I'm sick. But
I'll say, yeah, I'd vote for the latter, honestly.
But if anything major happens tomorrow, we'll... Because the trade deadline's at like 3.
Yeah, it's an afternoon.
So we can just wait that. And I love how they're always like, it has to get, like, they can put it in by, like, 2:59, but it might get announced at, like, 3:40. Like, what year is it? We know, what's the chance to know if it got put in?
They had to We gotta wait till the stool pigeon gets there.
Like, I think the latest, like, last year or 2 years ago was, like, 314, like, some bench player got traded for a second-round pick. Like, I don't really need to know that one.
Yeah, I'm good.
But rest in peace, Tom Brady.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Porter.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Brandon Cooks, because I still haven't heard anything about him, positively or negatively.
Yeah, man, it's going to be like a Shazier thing where they just give vague things until 6 months later. But he can walk. Tremendous. I would like to hear that earlier, but whenever the news comes out.
Car cares, fund for Flint. Smash that donation button. It's still very much winter.
Yes. Please and thank you.
And we'll either see you guys tomorrow or next week.
Or never again. You never know. Ba-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
So much, I got so much. Walking all up on your airplane with all my gang members, smelling like money and champagne. Part of my campaign. I'm fucking rich, my nigga. Some things I can't change. Sometimes I swear I'd be so fly, I mean I can't change. Sometimes I feel I got a couple people I can't shame. Still rolling weed in a pair of J's. Getting ashes all of my favorite James. Hey man, my nigga, I'm getting paid. Crib with the maid, it's all the same shit, different day. Keep hearing about what these niggas doing, but them niggas gone and I'm here to stay.
I've got me an old one, so I'll probably roll one. As soon as you jump in the ride with me, now you get lifted and you feeling different. As soon as you want, you can drive, you'll see. I got so much.
Yeah. She can stay and breathe. She looked and said, Kim, you don't know what to say to me.
Oh, really?
Paparazzi out, baby girl, no playing, please. Now point that camera at my pockets, cause they saying cheese. But up your life, we gambling. Legs at, we out here scrambling. I'm killer, he whiz. But all I check say camera. Next chapter, next chapter. Fatigues and cannons. Fresh rapper. Right here, where I'm standing. You play, we playing. Drive by in the wave, that waving. New five, that's how we playing. We that wave, I'm just saying. What I'm saying, money hoes, clothes, and mayhem. Amen. Please have her on her knees, and she ain't crying.